here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earl feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome.
What are you, retarded?
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
What are you, retarded?
No, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. It blew up right there.
Really?
Hey. Now come in.
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. I know that, dude.
Mr. Spincoli.
The man that gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio show is in Pasadena. These folks are excited.
Say, baby, hey. Girl, say.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things push up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Words you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they come. Here they come.
faith, a man of faith, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Before we introduce Rob, just let me tell all the people in the back room that this fancy new phone thing, see the screen here?
Yes.
It ain't working.
Is it dead?
Yeah, it ain't working.
Looks good, though.
It ain't working. See that, Charlie? See how nothing's working there? Oh, hi, Robbie.
Hi there.
Rob, be back.
Hello. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Say, baby, hey. And all the ships at sea, watch out. They are double pissed with cheese. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And just like that, the phones are fixed. And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. February 25th. And, okay, here's the phone number from America. The United States.
And Canada?
No. Just from America.
Just the contiguous United States?
877-365-3636. From Canada.
Oh, Canada.
1-800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
There he is. Buzz, and welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, right. Let me start out by just saying things at home are back to normal.
Good.
Couldn't be better. Yesterday was one of those days, a unique day where I lived out a lot of my life on the radio. As it turns out, a little bit more than I normally like living out on the radio.
Yeah, you probably showed a little bit more than you normally show there, and but that was interesting.
Things at home are exactly the same. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, I just want to ask Don how things went with Frida last night when he got home.
Well, he was just starting that, sir. You were jumping the gun a little bit, but you were saying everything's back to normal, right?
I just mentioned, yes. I don't know if you heard late in the show yesterday. My wife called when my son's car was finally rescued from the snowbank. She got Chinese food, which I always think is the mystery ingredient whenever anything has gone wrong.
I think you motivated a lot of people to get Chinese food.
Uh-huh. You get Chinese food, and you couple that with Joe Millionaire, even though it was a ripoff. Squeeze the last bit of Evan Marriott blood you can out of a show. It was for us the perfect bonding experience.
There was no Sarah, right, at all in that show last night?
No. Lots of making fun of her, though.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she has a very legitimate reason to be pissed. I mean, I guess, but didn't she boycott that final show because of the way she was portrayed?
Yes,
yeah. Well, so then she gets what she deserves. If she had been there, you know, to speak her piece, of course, the Muppet that you didn't like, she was there defending her. At one point went, hey, come on, be nice.
Yeah, Jesus, I hate that bitch.
A little makeup nookie.
But makeup nookie did not happen last night. I predict tonight will be the night for the heat-seeking moisture missile because you gotta play that just right. I mean, yesterday was a big on-air radio fight.
Right.
And then there was the point when I got home last night when it wasn't on the radio, when it turned into real life.
Yes.
Where the fight was cooling down. And then we went from, much like the government with our levels.
Yes.
I would say yesterday during the show,
definitely code orange.
We were at orange.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're all the way back down to whatever the tamest color is.
Would that be blue?
Blue or green.
Blue or green.
Right. Green would not be an appropriate color to describe a relationship because, of course, it would be envy, the green-eyed monster.
No, but the green also means go.
Safe.
Now, I've always looked at green in a negative way.
Well, anyway.
Even though it's my favorite color.
For us, whatever it is, we're back to the good color again. Mm-hmm. We're back to the good color.
Good to hear.
And where are you calling from?
In Philly.
See, you guys in Philly and some of your other new cities, San Francisco and Seattle, you've not heard. So if you thought yesterday was a battle with my wife, you've heard nothing.
No.
Yesterday was just kidding around.
Right.
That was pretty intense.
That wasn't a fight, no. Jesus Christ, we had fights. That wasn't a fight. But no, things. Thank you for asking. As I mentioned, things in the home front, fine as
always. My home also peaceful. You know, no altercations whatsoever. It was just smooth, and I didn't have any arguments with my housemate at all. And you know, it was.
You don't have a housemate.
Oh, that's right.
I'm tied with Mike. I had a great night at home last night.
Did you? Oh, that's your wife's out of town.
Yeah, until Thursday.
Oh, God.
Lucky man.
Well, the kids.
I'll tell you this. We've had this guy on the show before, this guy, Michael Hughes,
yes.
Who's the new vice president of doofuses at Infinity Broadcasting.
Yes, indeed he is.
And right before we went on the show today, as Mike and I were coming through the double doors, wonderful Colette, our receptionist, said, Don, Michael Hughes is on the phone. He's talked to you right before you go on the air.
Hmm.
And, you know, I gave Mike that look like, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
Yeah,
right. Here we go. And, you know, with great hesitance, I went to pick up the telephone.
I understand.
And the guy just called to say, we got a monthly rating today. You know, we get monthly ratings that don't mean a lot until the actual rating book comes out.
Right.
We had monthly ratings today that were very good. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. And that's all he called to say. Called to say, killer trend.
Nice.
Killer.
Hold on a second. You mean a member of management called and just had a kind word and then that was it?
Killer trend. And as a matter of fact, I lowballed it. I said, you know, I was hoping we'd, you know, because we're still not number one overall yet. I said, I was hoping we'd get to that. And he started going through all this other stuff, all these demographics and stuff. And,
yep.
And he said, just wanted to say, great job.
Man, I like a guy that pays attention to the ratings.
No,
I don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah, well, you know, he'll be like everybody else. I mean, he's new. He'll take
He'll
take us for granted after a while.
I don't know, but for now we're still.
I sure like the guy though. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's nice to be somebody's flavor of the month.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don.
Oh, and speaking of that, today, speaking of flavor of the month, we will as we continue. Where Are They Now week? We will try to call deposed WJFK WNEW program director. Jeremy Coleman.
Very good.
Hello.
All right. You're on your own there.
All right. Listen, you're on the air.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say congratulations on your return to normalcy with your wife.
Oh,
and to celebrate, we also had Chinese last night.
See, I knew you'd motivate some people to have Chinese food.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
MSG rates were through the roof last night in America.
nothing quite like that MSG for a good night's sleep.
Yeah, attaboy, Don.
Let me see. Thank you, my friend. Let me see if I got him in my thing here. I'm sure I got him in here. Coleman, Jeremy. Got it. Okay.
Very good.
You can get it out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Try it right now. I definitely got to do this thing where
you'll have to do most of the talking.
Where I do this thing where, you know, you don't hear him until I tell him he's on the air.
Interesting experiment.
Here we go.
Let's see.
Well, phone's not been turned off yet, being the operative word.
We'll see what's going on.
Welcome to Where Are They Now, as we call fired members of our valued broadcast family.
Do you wish them a very polite good luck and
see what he's up to.
Whatever.
Something tells me we may not get through. Yeah. We may.
That was the same way when he was working here.
We may have the pleasure of leaving a message.
All right. I think I hear something in the background, but
Jeremy?
It's hard to hear, obviously.
Hold on.
Leave a little message.
Hold on. I'm getting a thing. Leave one message. Leave a long-winded. Here we go.
One, or just wait for the tone.
Here we go. Okay.
To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Hey, buddy. Don and Mike here. Come on, Mike. Say hi to him. Come on, say hi.
Hi.
We won.
Hi.
He got fired.
Hi.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Don and Mike. Guess what? We have a new 5-year contract. And you're fired. How you doing, buddy? How are things in Soho? How's the village? How you doing? You little rat bastard. You little rat. All those years that you tried to undermine the show behind our backs. You little rat. You'd sit there and you go, Don, you and Mike have absolutely one of the finest shows I've ever heard in my life. You're so full of crap. So full of BS. How's it feel to have to put your entire life on the wrong horse? You had the horse that was out there running, winning the race, and all of a sudden some new horse comes up. You know where that horse is now? The glue factory. That's where that horse is. And we're here. We're still here. And we got a new 5-year deal. I know you're wondering how we were doing, so I thought I would tell you how we were doing. And we're curious how you're doing.
You want me to say anything else?
Mike, I wish you would say something to Jeremy.
Yeah, good luck.
Buzz, do you have a message for Jeremy? You were always actually on quite good terms with him.
Hi, Jeremy, and I guess goodbye, Jeremy.
Rob, how about you? You got anything for him?
Have a sandwich. You're too skinny.
There you go. Whatever. Whatever.
Listen, Jay. I called him Jay because he would call me D. Because mm-hmm. he thought that we were, you know, friends on some level. We were never friends on any level.
But no hard feelings.
Oh, none at all.
Not here.
Good luck. Good luck. Wearing the scarlet letter.
No bitterness on this end.
Good luck wearing the scarlet letter throughout the rest of your radio career. You're the guy. You're the guy that okayed the biggest screw-up in radio history. You're the guy who did it.
But we're not bitter.
How does it feel to be 50% of the brain trust that completely destroyed a major market radio station? Jeremy Coleman, you're the Al-Qaeda of radio. And I do mean Al-Qaeda of radio. Oh, and we just got a trend today. Monthly ratings trend. Up again.
Wow.
Up again. Oh, I wish you could be here for the good times. Because the good times are back. Now that we're back in the saddle again.
Hi.
Did I mention, incidentally, I know you know this, but you're fired. And Mike and I, we have a new 5-year deal. And you want to know something else funny? It doesn't even really go into effect until this September. They re-signed us like 9 months early. So now you have plenty of time to shop. Anyway, Jeremy, when you speak to Ken... tell him, well, we called him too, and he never called back either.
But call anytime.
But yeah, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to try to help you find a job. God knows you're not going to be able to find one in regular commercial radio. So good luck with either XM mm-hmm. or Sirius. Is that the other?
Sirius
Radio or VOA. Voice of America.
What about NPR?
NPR? NPR. Right up your alley, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Scarlet Letter might be affecting that.
Yeah, that's right. They might not hire you at NPR because of what the checkered past and all that. Mm-hmm. But, Jeremy, think about this. You'll finally go down in radio history. You're the guy that did it. You were the guy at the helm. I don't know the name of the guy who drove the Titanic.
Time permitted to record.
Oh.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
I am.
To send your message now, press 1.
Yeah.
Message sent. Thank you for calling. Okay. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, there you go.
I need someone just to be with, to talk with. I love Jeremy.
Yeah.
Well, at least you had it in you to even talk to the guy.
Yeah.
I'm a little more bitter than that.
No, come on, Mike. I like to think I'm a bigger person than that.
You just proved that.
I'm
absolutely
a bigger person than that. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, no hard feelings at all.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that might not understand what that segment was about, our tenure with both of those gentlemen was extraordinarily difficult here behind the scenes. You got a little wind of it every now and then when we'd have a meltdown. You certainly got wind of it if you were following the show when we had our various walkouts and we were frustrated.
And suspensions.
Don had mentioned that it's nice to be flavor of the month. We were really flavor of the month when we first signed on here, and then pretty much right after that, the ice cream began to melt.
Right.
And under that regime, the ice cream was constantly melting, and we really felt like we were screwed. So if you're wondering where that bitterness and that anger comes from, that's where it comes from, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, we are angry. Even though those guys don't work here anymore, we're still pissed at them. Because we're pissed at what they did to, really, seriously, a pretty good radio station.
Well, not only that one, but a couple of other ones, too.
Right, exactly. Really.
And anyway, ain't it funny how things work out?
Mm-hmm. We're no longer melting. We're hard again.
Look at that. And I got a guy on the phone who has the name of the guy who was driving the Titanic. Now, I kind of know the guy. Who was it? The Exxon Valdez. That was, well, who is that guy's name? Captain, I know it was Captain somebody.
Stubing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was Captain Ed Smith of the Titanic.
Ed Smith from the Titanic. Thank you, my friend.
That was the name of the captain?
Captain of the
Ed Smith.
Ed Smith. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike.
Buddy, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, another great way to leave a message like that. The dude probably knows he's really a major F-up. Just call, leave a short message.
No.
Now, why are you improving upon something that was just done? Yeah.
But why do that when...
Hazelwood, by
when
the
way. Hazelwood, the guy that was
drinking down in his cabin. Right.
The Exxon Valdez. Right. Why leave a short message like that? Why not leave a five-minute message? And I know how it goes on a cell phone. You've got to let the whole message play through
right.
before you can hit 7 to delete it.
Exactly.
So even if he listens and he hears that it's us and he takes it away from his ear for a second, mm-hmm. his Stuart little mouse-like tiny ear, when he puts it back up,
right.
we're still going to be there, still talking to him. So we handled it the best
reminding him again
just
about riding the wrong horse.
Just wait until we get to the next level. Of people who we call
mm-hmm.
to ask, where are they now?
Ah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a whole new level that we're
really?
Going to. Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
Let me just say, we're going to be getting into air conditioning,
mm-hmm.
skateboarding.
Ah, very good. Fantastic.
Lots of great stuff.
That's very exciting.
So anyway, that was a little of our luggage getting out on
venting.
The air.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Venting, venting, venting.
Done and done. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
And still no word back from Ken Stevens.
Huh.
Neighbor Ken Stevens.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Actually, first of all, you can press 7 twice and it'll erase the whole message.
Well, don't tell Jeremy that, because I'm hoping he just has to listen
but
to all.
But you can't press 9 twice to save it.
No, well, 7 twice will delete it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to do the same thing, like with a long-winded message that you want to, like, check later because it's too long-winded and you try to save it, I hit 9 like a million times and it doesn't work.
You got to wait until the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, but he's right. On the delete, you can erase a message very quickly.
Yeah, you can pound that 7 twice. Just pound it.
Yeah, you just hit it twice and that'll erase it. But you can't do the same thing with the save feature, which at least on my phone I can't.
Anyway.
I can't either. Anyway, I got an idea. Why don't you play back the tape with the argument from Frieda from yesterday and then point out every stupid moronic thing that you did to her? And then you can apologize for it, and maybe she'll forgive you.
Well, if you were just listening, didn't you listen to the beginning of the show?
Have you already listened? Everything is on the home front. Everything is back to normal.
But that's on the home front, though. Your fans didn't get to hear the conversation you had with her at home last night. We want to hear it now.
Your fans.
My money fans.
Your loyal number one
is
fan.
Is this the helper hour right now?
You know, I don't. Hold on. Let me put my...
You know, we had a rule. That we used to enforce the rule on a regular basis. No idea, guys.
Yeah,
and that's an idea guy. He's producing the show, and it doesn't work.
I'm going to let my wife, when I get a hold of her now, just tell you to shove it.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
But all you right. understand from now on, no more idea calls.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job of handling what's happening. Hey, howdy, bud.
Howdy.
Howdy. Put va 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 on, would you please?
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, Sugar.
Hey, babe.
We're in the land of the bad cell phones.
All right, listen, would you just please tell... I got a douchebag here from, I think, Seattle on the telephone.
Oh.
Who wants,
well, there you have it.
Who wants some resolution. I said, you know, everything at home is fine. That's how I started the show today. The guy's a pain in the ass. Why don't you just let him have it?
He loves that. Listen, he loves that.
Let him
have it?
Yeah.
Let me have it, Frida. Let me have it.
I don't do that, Sugar. That's your thing to let
you know what?
Have it.
Yeah,
Thank you.
No, I'm beginning to think not letting him have it is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
He'd like to be yelled at. Sure. He is feeding. He is at the trough of negative energy.
When in the 20-whatever years we've been married and you've done a radio show, have I ever let anybody have it?
Oh, you have
before. Except for you.
Yeah.
Except for occasionally Mike.
Yeah, but even that's pretty mellow.
No, but sometimes listeners have pissed you off and you've let them have it.
No, I've disagreed with a listener, too, but I don't let them have it.
Well, would you disagree with him, please?
Well, what's to disagree?
Well, Frida, all I wanted was for Don to apologize on the air in front of the fans.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that. He needs to swallow some fries.
Yeah, nice for letting her talk, sir. Thank you.
Shut up, ass.
That's actually a nice thought, and I appreciate that, but I don't want to be... It's too exhausting to have to reenact an argument that we already went through. That's why we stopped going to marriage counseling 10 years ago, because we'd have to reenact the argument we had earlier in the week.
And
that's tiring.
So you're not man enough to do it, basically, then?
Oh, here we go. Now the agenda caller.
I just told you I don't want him to do it, sir.
Oh, so you have the control.
Well, I have a control whether I listen or not, wouldn't I?
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that you have to
listen. Well, then if he's doing it on the radio for me to hear and I don't listen, what's the point?
Then he could do it just for me, then.
Well, if he has a fight with you and
see, now he's walked into the trap.
Yeah. With you and gives you the cold shoulder. Whatever he does or refuses you his love, then he can make up to you on the radio. Okay.
Oh, I don't think he refused you his love. The guy that
no, he didn't. But I said
if
that happened with you, and then you had Chinese food later and you didn't resolve it, and that he was still upset, and even sending you flowers didn't work, then he could make up with you, sir, on the radio. Would that be better?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then he knows how to make up to you, and he's already made up with me, so everything's fine.
Okay.
He's prepared. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, babe.
Bye-bye.
Hey, baby. Well, she's gone. And you, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, shocker, you're not gone.
Right, you're still
you wouldn't
there.
Be gone if we kept you on for 4 hours.
You're still there.
No, sir, I will not leave.
I will not leave. Well, I will tell you what.
Joe,
I
you know mean... something about this guy? Joe,
I just want to come in and declare that we are in code orange for listener stupidity today.
Yeah,
it's been apparent since 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
Chris?
Bruce is going to tighten after the
Chris?
First break.
Good for you.
Yes.
Something brand new on our telephone system is instant caller ID.
Yes, sir.
253-691.
That sound familiar to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good.
Tell you what.
What's that?
You hang up, or I'm going to keep giving out digits.
Is that legal?
Yes.
That's a... Sure?
Yes, they just passed a law, and it actually, we got the word.
When was this?
The FCC relaxed their regulations about 2 months ago.
But only in extreme cases. If you can build a case
against for harassment.
What and how is that harassing?
You are. So give him. He's not going to listen. So go ahead and give him up.
Seven.
Oh, come on!
Hang up.
Why?
Zero.
All right, I'm done. You guys are awesome.
Idiot. They didn't pass any law, you moron.
You stupid dink.
You Seattle moron.
There he goes. But, oh, is this a great new phone system?
Yeah, but of course, we play that, anybody listening now, we play that chip one time.
Yeah, but still, I got
the number. The bottom line, we have the number.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to give a number out on the air to have fun with
it. Oh, no.
No, but sometimes in a case like that,
sure,
you got to use it.
But the fact is, now that we've got that caller ID feature, anybody that's calling... Once we have those numbers, that's when we can have fun with them.
And listen, speaking of, as I was trying to moments ago, husbands and wives,
yes,
and marriages that are going strong.
Yes, amen.
Tomorrow on the show, we are going to be playing for the first time ever, husbands and wives as teams on Strip Trivia.
Fantastic.
Now, out of all those couples that called yesterday, we got four couples that have assured us they will be here.
I don't have faith in that. We should get 10 more couples.
So our lines will remain open tomorrow when we play Strip Trivia, and here's how it works.
Married couples and engaged couples that come down here to play Strip Trivia.
If the husband gets a question wrong, the wife takes a piece of clothing off, If the wife gets a question wrong, the husband takes a piece of clothing off.
And the wonderful thing about husband and wife strip trivia is your chances to win the grand prize are doubled.
Doubled!
That's right, because it's because you're doubling up. It's a team effort.
Amen.
And the prize we're giving away tomorrow is a trip for two to the Caribbean, including round-trip air and three-night, four-day hotel accommodations. And that's from ABC and their TV show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Out of Here, which is on tonight on ABC. And we're giving away $1,000.
So conceivably, if there were two people left, and it happened to be you and your wife, or you and your husband, you would already win the prize.
Right. You got it. So if you're interested, husband and wives only, playing as a team tomorrow, first time ever spousal strip trivia.
For a trip to the Caribbean. All expenses paid.
And $1,000.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, hey, just remember one thing. No matter how mad you get at Frida, she's got a rocket body.
She does. She does have a rocket body.
She's got a rocket body. My name's Evan.
As a family unit, I think the disappointment level last night was not where it was 2 weeks ago, right, where they didn't give you the payoff. Okay?
How dumb are those girls, though?
But
sitting there watching that show and still getting all emotional. It didn't make any sense to me. It really didn't.
And that mojo, I mean, that outfit she had on last night, that green top.
Oh, I like that top.
You just screamed, I'm a whore.
Yeah, it's okay with me.
That's good.
I don't know. I never liked that mojo.
I'd do her. Would you do her?
Of course. I do like when they spliced together last week the 1,000 shots of her with the eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows. Yeah. Well, not a lot going on there. You know what I mean? No. Not a lot inside that brain, not a lot of facial expressions.
But also, obviously those girls knew, the girls that were on the Joe Millionaire Aftermath show last night, knew that it was their last chance on TV.
Right.
So they were all nicey-nicey.
They were nicey, but I think that legitimately he did pick the one out of all of them that the girls really couldn't hate. They might not have liked her, or been buddy-buddy, but they really, she was a hard person not to like.
Yeah.
She didn't play. I mean, she didn't play the games that the rest of them played. She was kind of dancing to her own drummer, and it was funny. They all didn't like Sarah except for Melissa. She was the only one that liked Sarah. And
the Muppet, right.
Yeah, she was the only one that liked Sarah.
It was typical. We were sitting there watching this last night, my wife and my son and I, and I was getting mad all over saying, it's the whole build-up to Evan finally seeing Zora again.
Yeah, and I didn't think that, Evan's a pretty transparent guy.
And
I thought he tipped his hand a little bit. I don't know if this is going to be like the big romance they expect it to be.
And Frida said, well, why is it a big deal? She said to me, well, they haven't seen each other. I said, no, they said at the beginning of the show, they haven't seen each other for 3 months.
Right.
So then, in typical Fox fashion, I'll give them credit because they kept me watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 till 10.
Yeah.
And the butler goes, Zora, here he is. And in slow motion, you see big retard Evan come through the door. And then they go to commercial.
Yes. Tease one more time, one last time.
Now, I'm looking at my watch, and I'm saying, there are 4 minutes left in the show.
Exactly.
There's 4 minutes left. We're going to get nothing in 4 minutes from these guys.
The only part of that I really enjoyed was when they profiled the butler. And that guy, a real butler. There's something you can never figure out why a guy is going to be a hit. But I find him to be so incredibly likable. He is a guy. The one thing Evan said that was true, he is a man's man. And I mean, if you had a butler, if you had that kind of a lifestyle, wouldn't
you
be the butler you want?
You do. You have RJ Diaz.
Yeah. RJ could take some lessons from that guy.
Last night,
shave his head.
I don't know if you guys caught this or not, and I'm surprised that I didn't on an earlier episode. We were watching. At one point, I just said, to my wife, I said, damn, it's obvious that Butler is British. He's got like the yellowest teeth I have ever seen in my life.
Well, it's tough to brush your teeth at the chateau.
I have some other sad news about Paul. He's the new host of the Anna Nicole Smith Show.
That's brilliant, though. That is brilliant. I mean, if you need a shot in the arm, put him on it.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. I'll look in again. So he's going to work with her?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops, hold on a second. We got a guy here who says he's a friend of Zora's. Really?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Here's John from Philadelphia. John.
Yes. How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Good. I actually didn't think I was going to get through.
wanted to say on Regis this morning, she actually said they're not together anymore.
Ah. Really?
Yeah.
And what's going on in the background there?
Oh, that's my daughter.
Oh,
is that Zora? Is that Zora's baby?
Oh, no.
So you are not actually a friend of Zora's.
No, just... I am actually a friend of her. I used to work with her.
Yeah, up in the little town?
Yeah, Lamberville.
Gotcha.
Lamberville, right. New Jersey?
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Is she as nice as they say?
Oh, she is, like, I was going to call you guys last week because you were talking about, like, the crap factor. And I wanted to tell you, everything they've ever said about her, it's dead on for her.
Well, good for her, all right.
You know, she works with the elderly, she does all that
stuff.
They're
not together anymore. You know what? In a way, they could wait a few months.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Wait a minute. They're not together anymore. That wasn't a live reunion, right?
No, obviously it was taped.
Right.
I'd like to know when it was taped. I'd like to know what the timeline.
It had to be within a week because they had all the broads watching the show last Monday night.
Right.
Well, you saw them walking down the, you know, they weren't holding hands. That was a giveaway.
Don and Mike, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling about strip trivia tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right. with your husband?
My fiance.
Excellent. Fiance, that'll work.
We opened up an entire new arena with the engaged couple.
That'll work. Now, have you run this by him yet?
Well, he was fine when I was calling up, and when I got through, he was a little hesitant. So I'm talking him into it as we speak.
Is he right there with you now?
He is.
Well, you know, if the girl is ready to do it, for God's sakes, the guy should be.
Yeah, put the wimp on the phone.
Put the guy on the phone.
Okay, hold on. Here he is.
Put the guy on the phone.
Hello.
She knew who you meant.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Hey, what's your problem, bud?
Nothing, man.
Oh, come on.
I'm up for it.
Hey, all right, so your girl wants to do it, and you'll do it too?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hey, that's the fiance of yours. You got a rocket body?
Yeah, she's all right.
Who is the celeb?
All right.
Who is the celeb that you think she most resembles?
Oh, it's definitely a younger, like, Lily Sobieski or Helen Hunt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We don't care about you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hold on.
All right, no problem.
Hold on, we got time for one more call before.
She's all right.
Okay, before the break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. First thing about that doofus caller from Seattle before, we only have 100 options in terms of what this guy's number is. So if we've got the time, we can give it a shot.
Well, yeah, if you've got the time, mm-hmm. Good luck.
But in terms of, did you catch Letterman last night?
Yeah, and I have to say, I do like it when we're a step ahead.
Yep.
Of Letterman. That yesterday, when we were doing our Grammy recap,
we
pointed out that Fred Durst was the only guy to make an anti-war statement, and we pointed out that he had a made-up word.
Agreeance.
Agreeance. And here's the tape we played yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eve and Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst.
Here he is.
Since the 1950s, rock has meant many things to millions of people.
It definitely has, and before I say the rest, I just really hope we all are in agreement that
there it is.
This war should go away as soon as possible.
Okay, so there. Thank you, Fred. So,
and besides that,
I'm proud to say the great minds think alike.
Agreement.
Yeah. That last night, imagine my surprise, I turn on the Letterman show, and he says, it's now time for the Late Show Grammy Made Up Word of the Night.
Right.
And they had the exact same tape, and they had it on the screen, chroma keyed, agreeance.
Did you see the part where they had the newsman not knowing he's on?
That show's returning more and more back to original form.
Well, and I don't want to steal anything out of anybody.
As long as they keep Steve Martin off of it.
Oh, hey.
He sucked.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that was horrible.
I agree.
I agree.
It was not his best appearance.
Mike, he always comes on so prepared.
He, I will give him credit. Any guest that comes on with a prepared bit, even though it bombed, I really respect that. But I mean, that just... Steve Martin is just like, you know, he falls into that Martin Short, Chevy Chase category where they just...
Robin Williams.
They think they're funny.
But you notice that Letterman's happy to play along with Steve?
He loves Steve.
Oh, because Steve is truly a funny guy. Can we have this argument another time?
Overall, that tape piece bombed, but did you not laugh out loud when they had 15 seconds of them just sitting
there
doing
that
nothing?
Yes, I laughed out loud.
That was funny.
I laughed out loud at that.
Anyway, I was just going to say, I know it's other disc jockeys' things to say this, but I think we can actually say this today. Damn, would Letterman stop ripping us off? You know, it's really, pissing me off.
I know.
That we do a bit yesterday.
And he rips us off.
And it's right there on his show last night.
Yeah, they listen to the first hour of this show, and then they rush it right into production.
Letterman. He didn't even get the best part. Say, baby, hey. girl, say. All right, let's go for some cash here. We got $1,000 with the secret sound, and nobody has come close to this secret sound.
Or have they?
And I have a clue for you today.
Wonderful.
Gave a pretty interesting one yesterday.
I'd be glad to lay that clue. Yesterday's clue was...
Something that it's definitely happening in my house today.
Yeah.
And you were having a fight.
Yesterday, right.
So you said the secret sound would definitely happen in your house on the day that you were having a fight. I hate to make it more specific, but that's how we in the listening audience...
That's true. Yeah. Another clue for you today, straight ahead, but now be the 100th caller, 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't think so. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
All right, caller 100 is happening right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. You are the 100th caller.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, what's your name, my friend?
My name is John.
Johnny? John, where you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
John? Hope you're willing to drive. I think you will for this show. You won dinner for two at Hooters and a pair of tickets to the Summer Sanitarium Tour.
Yeah. No way.
FedEx Field on July 18th. Now,
that is awesome.
I want everybody in the Philadelphia area to know that we called WYSP, our radio station.
Right.
And we said... And we have some tickets to give away.
For the sanitarium tour up there, right?
And they said, good luck. Pretty much they said...
Yeah, they supposedly sold out in, like, moments.
Yeah, they said, you know, we can't find any.
Amazing. Well, you know, then that's good because people from that area will drive to come down and see the show down here.
We got a stadium down here, FedEx Field, July 18th. Here's the sound of Tim right now.
Oh, he's shaving that beard stubble.
Going crazy, compulsively shaving his beard
right.
We're giving away tickets to this concert he couldn't get. So listen, you drive down to D.C. July 18th, you see Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, the Deftones, and Mudvayne, and we give you dinner for two at Hooters.
Word.
Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 1 o'clock at all Ticketmaster locations, or go to Ticketmaster.com. Your tickets are courtesy of Hooters. Now, $1,000, common everyday sound, and I will give you an even more dastardly deadly clue.
I don't need the clue, man.
Hey, he's confident.
All right, play you the sound, identify it. Win $1,000. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
CNC Music Factory.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is. There it is now. I thought I had what would be a pretty decent clue. But this fella says no clue needed, so I'll save the clue till tomorrow.
Pause, take a breath and go for yours. On my command, I hit the dance floor. Gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough?
Indeed.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Brainiac, $1,000. What is it?
It's ice cubes dropping in a glass.
You should have asked for the clue.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Negative. What would that have to do?
That's a good guess. I understand where you're
coming from. I just kept thinking you guys sitting at home, and what would you be doing at home?
Having a cocktail. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. And
hey, have a good day, guys. How do I hook up with the tickets?
Hold on, we'll tell you just a second. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you. So you're not going to give the clue anyway, huh?
No, save it for tomorrow.
Ouch.
Mike, as you know,
there's
all these shows now. There is American Idol. Oh, and, you know, eventually...
Too many.
Eventually, we're going to have the guy who won our American Idiot contest.
Good.
We're going to have him on to do his concert.
He's scheduled to do the concert in when the weather warms up outside, right?
Yeah, sometime.
Sometime in July?
Sometime. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the latest, Matt, you know, the storm coming from California, making a left-hand turn at Texas, and coming up the East Coast... originally was supposed to be tomorrow.
This weather sucks.
Now they're saying Thursday into Friday, mm-hmm. and I've heard anything from a dusting to rain to 3 inches to 6 inches to 8 inches.
Yeah, and there are two of them. We're going to get a little something tonight into tomorrow, correct?
There was
a little something tomorrow.
Tomorrow, about an inch tomorrow, they're saying now.
The main stuff's happening Thursday night.
Thursday night into...
Right.
There was a pretty good yelling match between Topper and Gordon Peterson on Channel 9 last night.
I loved it. You know what? Topper and Gordon are, even though it'll never be the same relationship you used to have with Brenner, they have a good adversarial relationship.
It was really crabby, and it was great, because there was one... Topper wouldn't go on the record for what the snow was going to do.
So how much are we going to get? And then at the end, Topper says, well, tell me who's going to win the presidential primary.
Who's going to win the primary in 2004? Who's going to win it?
Well, listen, all I can say to whoever's in control of the weather, don't you realize that we're going to Las Vegas this weekend with the Spiwax? Don't you realize that we can't afford to be snowed in, for God's sakes?
Please.
Anyway, before we got into that, I was mentioning there's American Idol. Oh, and I know how we got on the weather, because American Idiot will eventually have the outdoor concert with our American Idiot winner.
Right, when the weather warms up sometime in August.
Then you have Star Search. But, Mike, I'm telling you that out of the blue, unsolicited, and I've not even heard this, but based on the presentation, I'm going to tell you right here, I hold in my hand, Star of Tomorrow. Star of Tomorrow today. Dear Don and Mike, what have you been waiting for? Yeah. Answer? A Michael Jackson parody song.
Hey!
Michael Jackson parody song.
Is that a refrigerator magnet?
Sure is. More than one. More than one. The song is called Throbbin' for a Bobbin. Now, we've not listened to
obviously
this.
To the... Don't tell me he's going back to Rockin' Robin.
He is.
Apparently so.
And we have not, as of yet, heard the song.
We're going to be debuting it now.
Yeah, we're going to call the guy here. What, somebody wants to bet me on the snowstorm? Why would I want to bet on the snowstorm? Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
You want to place a wager on how many inches it's going to snow?
What do you think it's going to do?
I think it's going to be over a foot.
Wow.
Where are you calling from?
Philly.
You think in Philly you're going to get a foot of snow?
No, where you guys are.
So you think D.C. will get a foot of snow?
Yes.
Hmm.
Sure, I'll bet. But I can't bet like an eyebrow or anything because, you know, I got a social life to think about.
No, I want to trade wives for a weekend.
A wife swap.
That could be arranged snow or no snow. But, you know what? I don't know. Let me leave you on hold, because I'm intrigued, not with the swapping part.
Sounds like an easy bet. I don't think we're going to get a foot of snow.
No. Nor do I. But hold on. What's your name? Ronnie?
Yeah, can I say hi to Buzz?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Ronnie.
Okay, hold on there, Ronnie. We'll keep you on hold.
Joe, good call on those callers. You know, I agree. A lot of that's a...
All right, let me try this guy here. Throbbing for a bobbin.
Oh, my.
I'm sure this will be good.
Oranges, poranges. Who cares?
Who says?
Who says, right.
All right, let me do this thing where I got to get the guy's permission to go on the air.
Right.
And he says yes.
Yeah. Even though he sent us a letter.
Robin a bobbin? What the hell is it?
He can't come to the phone. Can't.
Of course.
Can't come to the phone. Hey, Joe, it's Don and Mike. If you're there, pick up.
We got your package.
Where are you? Where are you, dude? All right. Anyway, here's what it says. Well, maybe he'll hear this and call in.
Very good.
The leather-faced comedian. The weather. God.
The weather's on your mind.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Hi.
Well, we're looking at a forecast. It's pretty dismal, huh? Pretty bleak, I guess, out there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento. I'm out here. I got my shorts and T-shirt on, man. It's blistering out here. I had to open up the entire house.
How hot is it?
Woo, it must be around 65 degrees.
Oh, I see. Now you're tweaking it up.
Hey, look at the bottom of the forecast where they're calling in Sacramento for an 85% chance of misery for the rest of your life.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Brian. You guys are going to Vegas at a bad time.
Hey, ipsnay on that.
No, because, look, NASCAR's in there. Sorry.
I know. Shh. I'm keeping it from my wife. Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, well, okay. I'm sorry, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, NASCAR's in Las Vegas this weekend, which means that there would be a higher influx of idiots coming to town.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, you got a fight weekend, and nothing will. I mean, it's gonna be slamming. It's a little tough to get around Vegas. Get yourself a roost, hang out at your one spot,
gotcha.
Get your table, enjoy where you stand, but don't going from place to place is tough.
Actually, if we had enough time, I'd love to stay and go to the NASCAR out there, for God's sakes. Star of tomorrow today, guy's name is Joe Gallagher.
Joe Gallagher.
He writes, Dear Don and Mike, I enjoy your show and thought you would like to be the first to hear this. Enclosed you will find my CD. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to say, I used to live in Washington, and I live in Vermont now, and everybody's a bunch of pussies down there thinking it's going to snow 3-6 inches. I got friends that are supposed to come up this weekend to Vermont to go skiing, and they won't come because it's going to snow 3 inches down there Thursday night.
I am completely on your side. I think,
like,
that is,
get over it, man.
That is, I hate that. You know what? I'm trying to. I know you hate me talking about the band, but we're trying to do like a practice before we have a gig this weekend. And you know, around here, even the forecast, it's like people are already panicking and talking about it. You know, just deal with it. You're not going to get socked by 2 feet with every storm. And if it's 3 to 6 inches, big effing deal.
Along
I completely agree with this caller.
We already had the storm of the century 2 weeks ago.
And I think after that 2 feet, anybody can handle 3 to 6 inches of snow. C'est la vie.
Right.
Just wanted to say I love you guys, too. I've been listening to you since way before WAVA. And miss you guys and wish you guys would come up here sometime. I know it's, no big city, but wish you'd come up here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Getting pathetic now. Thank you.
Sad. Well, Don, imagine that he's up there where, that 2 feet of snow, they get that like every other week.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
Hey.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you'd like to go to the NASCAR races this weekend.
Don, he's wondering if you'd like to go to the... Are you calling from Las Vegas?
No, actually, I'm calling from Sacramento, but we're going up there to go to the races.
Would I get to go with you?
Yeah, if you want.
That would be the only way I'd ever go, would be to go with you.
Oh, come on now, Don. It's not that bad.
Hey, I think next year, which we should definitely do, have this up. Next year, this show should broadcast from the Daytona 500.
Oh boy,
absolutely.
I love that.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
Love it.
And I'm throwing that out there to the powers that be based on the weather we've had.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that. That would be fantastic.
Well, we are going to go to the Final Four,
right?
In a couple of months.
Yep, and that's good. That'd be another event to do
down in New Orleans. All right. Well, listen, I tell you what.
And why don't we throw in? Why don't we go up? Why don't we go to Boston for the 7th game of the World Series?
It's a date.
That will never. That will never happen.
Hey, we finally made it, Don.
All right, my friend. Hold on. I tell you what. Leave your information, and then I'll meet you at the gate.
Okay.
I don't think he believes it, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes, hello. Radio station.
The show was so right about the calls today. Hello, moron.
Trying.
He didn't answer to his name.
Don and Mike show. Hello. What's this? Hello. Oops. No. That line is... Oh, look at that. It's got a little lock on it. when I can't think of a line, it just actually got the little lock on there.
I don't think I've ever seen a piece of equipment in the studio that I would vote most likely to be thrown across the room.
Very soon, Mike. All right, so anyway, here it is. Song of Tomorrow, Hit of Tomorrow, debuted today on the Don and Mike Show. Throbbin for a Bobbin.
The debut.
By Joe Gallagher. Because that's what we need, is another Michael Jackson parody song. Up and down, up and down.
Climb in the treetops all day long.
Oh,
the
boy.
Bark feels good against my song.
Oh,
all the little kitties at Neverland can share my bed if they take my hand. I got a throbbin' for Kitty Bobbin.
You suck, buddy.
Got a throbbin' for a Bobbin, and it's going to be Billy tonight.
Can I do it?
What? That's a call?
When you're done playing with it?
You want to leave the message?
No, are we playing the hard copy of it?
Here you go. Good pay,
and when you're done,
there's a copy for you, Mike.
You got a throbbing.
Mike is really trying to break the CD now.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah. Buns of steel.
Yeah.
That's right. I broke it between my butt cheeks.
Mike, as I follow on the lyric sheet, this is ad-lib part one.
Billy, can you kiss me when the sun goes down? He's the best ball jiggler I have found.
Yeah.
Joey can't kiss me in the morning time, but if he don't, I'm gonna what?
Here's an ad-lib part. This is awful.
For Billy Bobbin.
You know, they're always bad. This takes it way beyond bad.
I've got a throbbin' for Billy Bobbin.
Never race that to go kart track.
It really doesn't make sense,
no,
does it?
No. But he sounds so much like Mark.
And look at the whole, you know, folks, you have to see the whole press package that he sent out. Like, this is going to be some big thing. Idiot.
Waste of money.
I got a problem for a Bobbin. Okay, now here's the outro. Okay.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Now they
it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Mike supplied a copy of the lyrics for you. Copy for you, Rob. And as you can see, the working title was Pulsating Member Craving a Knob Job, which somehow became Throbbin' for a Bobbin. up and down, twiddle with my D.
Seems this guy seems to be a little focused on the penis.
On my D.
Not Michael Jackson. I'm not saying Michael Jackson, right? We all know Michael Jackson. It's obvious what the deal is with Michael Jackson.
Twiddle with my D, up and down, twiddle with my D, on my D.
This is my D, you know, bobbin, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I've got a throbbin for a good bobbin.
Yeah.
I've got a throbbin for a bobbin, and it's going to be Billy tonight. Recorded at Gallagher Recording.
Gallagher.
Very good.
All lyrics, vocals, ad-libs, and noises by Joe Gallagher.
Great.
Spanking part performed by Faith Gallagher.
Yeah, of course. Nepotism.
On
about.
Joe's bare buttocks. Contact info. Naturally.
And then you have the
phone. The Gallagher family. Song inspired by a very huge snowstorm on 2/16/03. I was snowed in my home with nothing to do. So here's what I did. Throbbin' for a bobbin.
And we have to pay for it.
Hope you all enjoy this.
You know,
as much as I did putting it together.
I never thought that somebody could actually soil the name of a comedian who we don't like either. But this guy does damage to the name of Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And, the guy that breaks watermelons.
Mike, incidentally, also put here for all of us disc jockeys, technical intro info,
good.
Pre-roll, 0.5 seconds of silence, Intro, 00. Total time, 237. Mm-hmm. Outro, cold.
Hey, fantastic.
And, I mean, look at this. The guy put it in an envelope that's got...
Yeah, he's got all the graphics.
He's got stickers and magnets. And God, the guy just sucked. I wish to God he was available.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right, should we call him and do the phony thing with him?
Sure.
Tell him how much we loved it?
Yeah.
At least leave him that message?
Right, absolutely.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Yeah, let me get the line here.
Leave a little message.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if he's taking this much time to send this out, he'll buy it. He'll take it hook, line, and sinker.
Right. Well, hoping that somebody hasn't told him this.
Yeah, probably. When we go off on like this.
We can't have any friends. A guy this bad can't have friends. All right, I'm getting the second ring now.
Well, if he does, they're as dumb as he is.
Leading up to the answering machine, third ring. Fourth ring should be the... He can't come to the phone.
Right.
As soon as possible.
Okay, here we go.
There it is. Joe Gallagher, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Man, we just listened to that song. That is hysterical.
Let me just say, and you know us, we don't throw this around a lot.
No way, man. We are not blowing smoke.
You are... To say you're the Dickie Goodman of a new generation.
Yeah, that was the last guy that ever made a decent novelty record. Like, this is the best novelty record I've ever heard.
He's better than Al Yankovic.
Fantastic job.
Listen, we, Joe?
Throbbing for a bobbin, man. That is a hit.
Joe, I want to tell you something that I certainly know some people at record companies, and I think, well, you ask people around the radio station, oftentimes I'll pull on my ear, you know, the way Carol Burnett used to? When I hear a record I think is going to be a hit, and I'll say, I got the golden ear.
Yeah, and you said that as soon as you heard that. We all agree. It's a fantastic record. It really is.
Yes, you are this millennium's Alan Sherman.
Do you have any more? That's the question we would have, because if you don't, you ought to make some, because this really is so timely. You know, everybody's talking about Michael Jackson.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm already getting it in my head.
Throbbing for a bobbin.
Up and down, twiddle with my D.
Twiddle with my D. And you know what I like about the fact is you didn't use any bad words, so we can play it on the radio. You use the word, the letter D, which is, I thought, brilliant.
Yeah. I've got a throbbing for a kitty bobbin.
We need you to call us as soon as possible.
We don't use this word often, but we're going to use it. Genii.
We loved it. We really did. So thanks for sending it to us, really.
Please call us immediately.
Okay, we really want you to call us.
Okay. Thanks. Hold on, I'm going to leave Rob with some information for you. Hold on, please. All right, Rob, go ahead. Just leave the...
What line?
Six.
It is terrific. You're going to need to call us as soon as possible. I know you have the number for the show, but it might be easier to call the business line. 703-691-1900, and if you have any other material, FedEx it to us, or better, drop it off tonight. There's always someone here, but make sure it's earmarked for the Don and Mike show,
your bag.
Because you're ours, okay? You're terrific. Really. Bye then.
Oh, no. Up and down.
Yeah.
That would simulate intercourse.
The bark feels good. It gets my slum. All the little kitties.
I wouldn't have guessed.
And he's flat. I mean, for anybody that knows, you know.
Take my hand. I got a throbbing. For kitty bobbing.
That's awful.
Rebobbing. It's going to be Billy tonight.
God, it's awful.
Wow.
You know, Mike, not since the Gulf War have we had songs like that.
Or since the Redskins went to the Super Bowl.
Going to the bowl.
Super Bowl. That's when you get a lot
say
of those.
Say, baby, hey. Okay.
Girls say.
All right, that's enough. So anyway, Star of Tomorrow today.
That's funny.
Remember the name? Joe Gallagher.
Gallagher.
That'll be a household name soon.
Joe Gallagher. And as you can see on the magnet, now you tell me, are these penises or are these mushrooms?
Oh, I think they're probably mushrooms with the, you know, the symbolism being there. Yeah. He is very focused on his penis.
He's got
issues with his penis.
He sure is. Hold on a second. Joe Gallagher says he wrote this, but the phone number doesn't jive up. Guy wasn't there. Okay, let me try 6. Hello, Donna, Mike. Hello?
Good cell phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Mike, I think this is a strip trivia call.
Ah, very good.
Cheryl, you calling for tomorrow's strip trivia?
Yes, I am.
Husband and wife?
Say that again?
Husband and wife or fiancé and fiancé?
Husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Cheryl?
I've been told that I look like Julia Roberts.
Very good.
Maybe. How long have you been married?
For about 10 years.
Okay, now I see you're from Philly, so you know you got to make the trip down here.
We can do that.
No problem. All right,
Cheryl. Very good. Look forward to seeing you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think, you know, generally when people from Philadelphia say they're going to come down.
Yeah, they come down. That's been the track record.
They make the trip down. The trip down. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello, I have a question for Mike, but first about that song. What is better, Michael Jackson's latest nose job or that song? Hey, Mike.
Hold on,
Mike. A good small man beat a average big man?
What are you talking about?
Are you going to go to the Roy Jones fight in Vegas?
Don, is that the fight you're going to?
Yeah, I'm going.
Don and Rob are going to that fight.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike, you're in the boxing. Could a good small man be an average big man?
Absolutely. In a million, every time, as a matter of fact.
So you think Roy can pull this off?
Absolutely. Be a great fight. It'll be a great fight because Don and Rob will be down there in the front row.
Tell us about it on Monday.
But listen, I want everybody to know, he's tipping my hand here. Please listen this weekend for my special one-hour boxing show. Mike O'Mara in the ring.
And Bert Sugar.
Okay,
I do the show with Bert Sugar.
Goodbye. See you
and his fedora.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, listen, this is Seamus Gallagher, and I work in a graveyard. Can I have any way of being able to obtain this man's information who just destroyed my name, my Irish heritage? I'm going to drink for a million Gallaghers now because he just destroyed it. And his name is my uncle's name, so now my uncle is going to probably lose all his business. Mm-hmm. You know what? This needs to...
Well, first off, if your name is Gallagher, you've had to live with the horror of Gallagher 1 and Gallagher 2.
Yes, Gallagher, if you didn't know, has a twin brother who does the same show.
Gary got it, boy.
Now, who is the guy in the background? You got to put him on the phone.
Hey, you want to be on the air? They want to talk to you, but, you know, this guy sucks. Hey, come here. They want to talk to you. They think you're an amazing individual. Hey, Don Mark.
Hi there. Who's this? Is this the amazing individual?
Yeah, man.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you, Don and Mike?
We're great. You are an amazing individual.
Truly.
I am, man. That I am.
Are you having a good time with your friend, Mr. Gallagher?
Yes, I am having a good time on Mr. Gallagher. We're sitting here at work, man.
Where are you?
Where at work?
Are you drinking?
No, man.
You just like this all the time? Well, hey, you're amazing.
Yeah, man, that's what we're always like this.
All right, goodbye.
That's amazing.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, yeah.
I got some real good bud, man, to smoke with you.
You're amazing, man.
Really good stuff.
All right, bye-bye.
Later on, Don.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's awful.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
I want to just tell you something. It's so bad. I'm starting to like it.
No. Well, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don? Don and Mike.
Gallagher makes Don sound like Pavarotti. Seriously. That guy was very bad, very flat. But I love Don's...
Hold on there.
Look at your face. Sometimes I wish this was television. Yeah. See, because I'm the only one. I am the only one that got that look and enjoyed that look. Yeah. The comedy of the look you're giving this woman right now.
He makes me sound like Pavarotti.
Yes.
You know, in key, there are some songs that I actually can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. I agree with that.
Okay.
Like, you know, why in you my midnight confession.
It's a fan of yours.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm no fan of her.
I know. She's disturbing you. I can tell by
Don't be like that.
I can tell by the look on your face.
I listen to you guys for like the last 5 years. I love you guys totally.
Yeah.
How can she make it up to you, Don?
Yeah, please.
Get yourself a nice, cool gun. It's impossible. Listen, you scarred me for life.
Oh, I couldn't scar you.
This is the only thing that's going to bring me back.
Oh, Normandy. I climb in the treetops all day long.
Oh,
the bark is good against the long.
What
you know what you guys should do? You should broadcast live from Green Bay.
Idea call.
There you go.
Drive-by. There you go.
Like candy bobbin.
You know, we really got to get this guy on the telephone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, when he hears our message, he'll call us.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
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 Hi. That song made me feel real funny inside.
Okay.
This is Terry T, office linebacker. Booyah!
You know, once again, Mr. Ardinger's early comments
right.
are holding true.
Yeah, we're going to load in his music, Rob, because speaking of Joe, I got a spot for Joe today coming up.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Don and Mike.
Well, what is the problem? Didn't you hear us say hello?
Well, you can't tell when you're waiting
yes,
on the phone.
Yes, you can tell.
Yes, you can. Well, what can we do for you?
I was just calling to say thanks to yesterday. You're getting all wound up with Frida. I got wound up with my wife and got married with her last night. Mm-hmm. I guess they're all busy.
Yeah, it's timely. We were talking about that an hour ago.
All right, thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm throbbing for a bobbin right now. And here he is, everybody. The man who predicted that this would happen on our telephones today.
Yes. That's how it's been all day. It's been like Don and Mike show, and you just get this...
Dr. Joe Ardinger.
Yes, hello.
Of course, we're playing the theme song, Joe Ardinger theme song. We're going to break now, Charlie. You can leave the room, but when we come back, Joe, I need you in here.
Okay.
Because we got a bit just for Joe Ardinger.
All right.
We come back from the break.
Excellent.
And I guess that's why Charlie's here, so we haven't taken the break yet. And you leave as soon as I press the button? Okay. How about you leave first, then I'll press the button. Okay.
Maybe Charlie would like to take us to break.
Well, I'd like that.
Yeah, take us to break, Charlie.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The home of Charlie the Clown Guy. The Don and Mike Show.
And I mentioned of Canada. Call 800-636-1067.
Welcome.
And from D.C.,
welcome.
202.
Welcome.
10432.
To the shindig.
Welcome.
Thank you.
1067. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I want to do your strip trivia tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're excited. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Amy.
Amy, where are you from?
I am from Virginia.
And how long have you been married?
I am actually engaged.
Ah, even better.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Amy?
I have heard Jane Seymour when she was young.
Ooh. Me and Mike saw her in person. She has a mustache.
She has furry face.
We mentioned tomorrow for the husband and wife strip trivia, which will start right at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock East Coast, 12 noon West Coast. Grand prize. a trip for two to the Caribbean, including round-trip air, 3 nights, 4 days hotel. Please watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC, where celebrities compete for food, water, and clothes, and you decide who wins and whines. They're giving us the trip to the Caribbean, and we're throwing in $1,000.
Very good.
Amazing. Tomorrow, with husbands and wives together. So, Amy, we'll see you here.
Oh, definitely.
Hold on just a second, please.
She's a sultry-sounding lass, mm-hmm. isn't she?
You know, we do have a fax machine as well, which is 800-636-6410.
Right.
I wanted to read you a fax, and then I'm going to have Joe or someone fax back. Of course, the fax came without a name or a phone number, but it has the number on top that shows you where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I love getting these from someone who doesn't have the guts to put their name on it.
Right.
Don, you are the world's biggest pussy. If you had any balls, you divorce that bitch and let her get out on her own for a reality check. Let her have to earn a living for a while. Of course, she'd probably suck so much alimony out of you, she still wouldn't have to work. You are truly a ballless wonder.
Wow, that's hostility.
And I've written back, no, you are a pussy. Next time, have the balls to sign a name and leave a phone number,
right,
dick.
Then we'll find out who the gutless wonder is.
So, Rob, if you would give that to Lisa... There's my response.
You need to hide behind a fax machine.
And there is the number of the fax machine that came from. I know. Before we get to Joe, come in for just a second. Charlie.
Oh.
Charlie is very excited.
Really?
Somebody told me.
That is the best song I've ever heard.
What is?
The Roger, Bob, and Travis. I already know it. I know it by heart.
How do you know it by heart?
Travis, Bobbin, got a Travis, far Bobbin. Joe Gallagher.
If I played it, could you sing along with it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
I climb in the treetops all day long. The bark feels good, I get my song. All little kitties, and then I can share my bed. If the dick my head on the Bobbin. For Kitty Bobbin. I'm just having for a Bobbin, and it's going to be Billy tonight. That's it, Dad.
Why is that?
Jesus, that's funny.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I just think it's funny. Got a throbbing. It's going to be Billy tonight.
Got a throbbing.
For a bobbing. Got a throbbing for a bobbing. And it's going to be Billy tonight.
All right,
that's
Charlie.
That's the best song you've ever played.
All right, glad you like it, Charlie.
That is the best song you've ever played, Don.
Very glad you like it.
Robin, got a problem. Joe Gallagher's a genius. Jesus. Tart out.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting sign, huh?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I never heard him do that. Before.
No.
Especially based on some of the comments Mike has made.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to come out of his
mouth. I know, Mike. You are a... You know,
I'm an enigma, Don.
No, in the deck of cards, you're the Joker. the Joker is wild.
Wild, man.
Wild. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
My name is Jeff. I'm calling from Bakersfield.
Hi, Jeff.
I just had to let you guys know, since you were talking about Gallagher, that the local station here that carries you guys, if you listen all day, you call in at the end of the show, and they'll ask you a question about the show, and then you win free tickets to Gallagher here in Bakersfield this Saturday.
Hey, what a show.
What are they trying to do, drive away listeners to this show?
Anyway, you guys have a great afternoon.
The question would be, hold on, are you seeing Gallagher 1, or are you seeing Gallagher 2? Because we had...
Whichever it is, you better wear your raincoat, dog.
We had this discussion. We don't know which Gallagher brothers are the best.
And has that been confirmed, or is it...
No.
I know it was a story, and have we ever, locked it in?
Yeah, it was on...
He does have a twin.
It was on MTV or something where they just...
Yeah, I mean, it was a credible story that both on Gallagher's do show.
We found the twins' website one day, I think.
Right,
too.
That was exactly it. I don't know which, but then you got the guys in Oasis.
Right.
And they're great Gallagher brothers, too.
Yeah, and they're the ones that are always in trouble. Well, one of them is worse than the other. There's one that didn't, show up. They kicked him out. And
is it Liam? Yeah. Is that the bad one?
The one that was up in the gallery.
It's the best Behind the Music ever.
Right.
The one with Gallagher's from Oasis. All right, thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a good one.
All right, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike. No wonder we're kicking ass in Bakersfield.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving away tickets to see Gallagher.
Let me just say, the next time we play affiliate roulette,
right,
we got to call the station out in Bakersfield and say, wow, thanks. When you really want people to listen to our show, give away Gallagher tickets.
You really want to enjoy a Gallagher show, you better be in the first three rows, though.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Dylan.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Hey, throbbing for a bobbin.
Yes.
The words, if I heard them right, throbbing for a kitty bobbin.
Yeah.
You don't think this is a molestation song?
Well, what the hell do you think it is?
Of course it is.
Oh, you guys like this stuff?
Oh my God!
Hold on! We might have.
This might be the biggest idiot we've had all day.
The dumbest caller of the day.
Now you stay on the line. It's very important. We want to work this to its conclusion. Okay.
I would love to because I just hopped on and caught you guys.
See,
I want to know
problem.
Where you're coming from.
That's the problem.
Okay. We understand the words and we understand what they mean. Also, at the same time, while understanding the words, cannot help but notice how horrible the presentation is.
We have been mocking the song. We called the guy with a fake call saying how much we liked it, when in real life, if you've been listening to the whole program, we have been running the song and the artist into the ground because we really do believe it is the worst thing we have ever heard.
That's beautiful. If you guys can get him to call.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you have to jump on and call us before you...
You don't know what you're talking about.
You really don't know what you're talking about. You shouldn't. I mean, you just slow it down for everybody else.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. I just got in the car. I'm headed out.
Have your friends ever... Have anybody in your life ever stopped to say, you're the type of a guy that walks into a party or walks into a room...
Where somebody's having a conversation that you know nothing about, and you immediately dive in with your meaningless opinion.
And you inadvertently, absolutely just put the brakes on whatever the discussion is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe your friends are too polite that they won't tell you this to your face, but I'll tell you, I know it's got to happen in real life. This can't be an isolated case of you just being so dumb.
I mean, you say you just got into your car and, like, called immediately?
Because,
you know, I was 5 minutes or so. You guys came back from a break. I heard the song, and... It's not a big deal. I just have a very soft spot for children.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you hear, and don't lay that children who are abused.
You have a soft spot for children who are abusers.
Children who are abused with a D.
But wait, why are you bringing that into the equation? Is that the whole point of your... Did you want to come from the preachy top of the mountain and you wanted to make yourself look like a good guy? Is that why you were so overzealous to call us when you didn't know what we were talking about?
Not at all. I think the guy who's singing the song should be throttled. That's all.
No, the pet
should be throttled?
Should be throttled.
Yes.
Throttled.
Well, you know, really, if you had listened for the entire show and you heard us playing this song, you would know that we've been slamming the guy for the better part of an hour.
And I think you guys are doing a great job.
Now, what do we need now?
An apology?
Yes.
No?
Do you want the suicide pact?
How about admission of guilt?
No.
Don might want something more. He just jumps in.
Yeah.
You're just so eager. Just shut up.
I mean, listen. What do you think, really, how long have you listened to the show?
I've listened to your show for over 8 years.
Okay.
Started in Portland, actually.
Okay, fantastic. So you've listened for 8 years, and what, you thought today was the day that we were going to come out and endorse child molestation?
Well, let me take it to a further conclusion here, idiot. What if we did like the song? The premise of the song, even though it's horribly executed and horribly sung, is that they are mocking Michael Jackson because they're slamming Michael Jackson for being an alleged kitty toucher. So even if we were liking the song, which is impossible, because the song sucks, if there was a funny song about that, we'd laugh at it because it's not mocking the idea of pedophiles, it's mocking Michael Jackson for being a pedophile.
But you...
And now silence.
Yeah.
Well, I've shut up because you guys have proved that I am, in fact, an idiot.
Very good. All right, great. All right. Bye-bye.
Damage is done now.
My God. I pray in your next life a priest gets his hands on you. I pray you go in the confessional.
Was Joe right today or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
And here we go. Now we got a woman who wants to defend that guy. Susan.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi, darling. I just thought you were being a little mean to the guy because you guys were all agreeing with each other, and he was a little confused.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you why we weren't agreeing.
Honey, even if we
liked the song, he thought the song was somehow not slamming Michael Jackson, and that's really what the song does, even though the song was horrible.
He spoke without thinking. He spoke without knowing what he was talking about.
Much like you, calling to defend him.
And it shook when she laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
I can't believe you're making fun of me.
You know, you love it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Listen, no, I don't.
I got news for you. It happens behind your back all the time.
You know, this is my first time that I've called you.
Yeah.
And so far, it's not a very pleasant experience. Although somewhat pleasant in a really weird way.
And that's the first honest thing you've said.
Right.
See, you dig it. You like
it.
That's probably why you called in the first place.
No, you know what? I think it's funny, though, when I listen to you guys and somebody will call, and it's funny. I don't know if it's like when they're on the radio, you guys ask them something, and for whatever reason, they could say anything because you'll never know if you're telling the truth or a lie, and they tell the truth even if it's something that they just need to keep to themselves. I just think that's kind of interesting.
Excuse me for a second. What? What the hell did you just say?
Maybe I'm just going to hang up because now I'm getting embarrassed. And I'm hoping nobody that knows me is listening.
Hold on. How old are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm 39.
And just now you're getting embarrassed?
No better.
Hi, Bud.
39 years, and this is the first time you've been embarrassed?
Well, I'm a very young 39.
Right.
Yeah. I will be the judge of that.
Yeah. See, now you're digging a hole here.
Yeah.
But anyways, I really do enjoy your show.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
See, I mean, it was a very, very bad choice that you made to hop on at this particular time. I mean, we were completely justified in giving that guy crap.
Oh, I just felt bad for him.
And what was that? Cunny says what? C-word says what?
Well, listen, you guys. Boy, you guys are tough.
Well, we're having one of those days where lots of idiots are calling
us. Listen, here's the deal for the final time between this show and every other goddamn radio show in the world. You call a regular show like Rush Limbaugh or any of those guys, and they get a dumb bitch like you on the phone, and the problem is that there's this unwritten rule that the customer is always right, and you're not allowed to say to somebody, honey, you're a dumb bitch. Your mouth is good for only one thing. Opening your mouth up. But I don't care. I'll tell you that.
You know, I'm not even mad at you guys.
There are people that call that actually love this exchange.
No, it's interesting because I know it's all in fun and you don't really mean what you're saying.
Oh, no, we mean it with you.
Oh, no. Yeah, with you, we really do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, with the other guy, we did.
Well, we haven't offered anything, so yeah, we do mean it.
No.
I mean, if it was a personal offer to do what Don just suggested, I doubt that would be a pleasant experience for any of us.
Well, listen, I love you guys.
Uh-huh, that got her.
There you go.
I know that you love me back.
No, we don't.
Not a bit.
Yes, you do.
No,
not
we don't.
Bit.
That's another unwritten radio rule, you know. You're supposed to say you love your listeners. I'll tell you, generally, we probably hate 80 to 85% of the people who call us.
No, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not just saying that.
You're saying that because you're trying to be cool. That's what you're saying.
Trying to be cool.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why we smoke cigarettes, too.
We roll them up like Fonzie. sleeve of our white T-shirts.
I will tell you that, strangely, this woman has served as a palate cleanser for that last guy. I don't know why.
Well, there you go.
Don't take any credit.
Don't take any credit. You're just now learning the charm of me.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. If you listen very carefully, I think there's a young man in the back of the studio that's going to say something to you.
Is it Rob?
Yeah, listen. Listen up.
I think you're a fat whore!
You know, maybe I don't take any offense because everything you say is so opposite of what I am. So, but it's fine.
I'll be the judge of that.
I am rubber, you are glue. Blah, blah, blah. You're a semen receptacle. That's all you are.
No, I'm
that's,
not.
You're a spittoon for semen. Wow. That's it, honey. Oh, that's God. All you are.
I got an ice cream headache now.
300-pound mayonnaise jar.
And still they don't hang up.
No.
You're right. Oh, my God, you're right. Listen, I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Thank God.
But I will call you guys tomorrow.
No. No.
But then okay. Do it.
Hang up one time, one of you idiot callers. Really, hang up. Eject.
Okay, bye-bye. Nice talking to you guys.
Off to Baskin-Robbins.
300-pound mayonnaise jar.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I think there might be a little bit of the fact that you, because of what happened to you yesterday, you're a little bit oversensitive.
And see, if you're going to get two idiots in a row, let's get three. And this is a copycat. This is a copycat. This is the guy that wants to just get in. This is the guy that wants to join in the fun. And you know, now and I hate threes. I hate the third caller.
But I'll go ahead and ask, how am I being oversensitive?
Well, I think because you were beat up by your wife yesterday, and it kind of... to listen to someone else, you're not allowed. You're not willing to give that person an opportunity to express a view that's
from you. How many like consonants are you dropping anyway?
I'm not allowed. I'm not allowing people to do what?
You're not allowed to accept another point of view other than your own.
Then you own.
Then your own, dummy.
No, you said then you own.
Yeah, you see the R, the apostrophe R E was lost.
Or was I being sensitive there?
Hey, Don, look, you're not the brightest bulb in the socket, so you might want to be willing to listen to another point of view.
The brightest bulb in the socket?
Yes, sir.
How many can you get on the socket?
See, that would normally be, the expression, moron, is that the brightest bulb on the tree. You see, well, a socket would only have one bulb, so your little colloquialism is in error, you incredible dullard.
But I bet Don got it, because that's... kind of intelligent.
No, don't drop it on Don. You're the moron, pal.
I bet you, very seriously... I'm 100 times smarter than you ever are.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, is that why you always refer to gutter humor in order to belittle someone?
Yes.
That's your main method of...
Why do you listen, sir? Why do you listen?
I think Mike's funny.
Why do you listen?
Mike uses the same level as I do, and don't try this conquer and divide crap.
And I have something for you.
Now, that was Mike. That was Mike that just dropped the F-bomb on you.
I know. I heard him.
Yeah.
But I think Mike's a lot more...
Why don't you just go away? Why don't you go away? You know what? Let me tell you something. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Mike,
sorry. I won't tolerate it.
Stop dropping the F-bomb.
No, go. Hang up on him. I'll hang up on him. I don't tolerate that anymore. At all.
Stop dropping the F-bomb.
Sorry. I hate that. Yeah. That was done 15 years ago. It's not going to be done anymore.
It's February. Mm-hmm.
Boy, is it ever.
Late February. Mm.
I am.
I won't let him do it.
It's all right.
I don't care.
It's entertainment.
Does it bother me?
The whole thing. Don, stupid. Mike, you're the only reason I listen to the show.
I mean, that is a guy that has probably called for 15 years. And that game will not wash. That makes me angry.
As you may have noticed.
I know.
I know. God, Mike was, you couldn't hear it, because Mike kept saying F, F, F you, F you, F you.
Mike even stood up.
Yes.
Well, I got about an inch out of my chair.
You rose up.
Sure, I did. Oh, that's three in a row. Three in a row. I just, you know what? I overload. I overload on it.
Don Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I think I just peed in my pants. I'm laughing so hard at this show. I can't believe how funny this is.
Okay.
I'm not one of the idiot callers. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love you.
Okay.
That it's raining here in Vegas, so we got a little bit of the bad weather.
Gotcha.
I haven't listened to you guys for that long.
Thank you.
Freaking hilarious.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentle person. Hello, Don and Mike.
Stop impersonating Howard Stern.
No, not. It's, you know, not going to work.
No.
Hello, dummy.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Did he run away?
Yeah, he ran away.
He ran away.
God almighty.
He runned away. He runned away.
Oh,
he runned away so far away, like a flock of seagulls. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, listen, man. I was just wondering, I called last week about Satan calling phone whores.
Yeah, I got it today. We're going to get to it today.
Awesome, brother. Thanks.
You got it.
See.
If you people would just stop calling, we'd get right to it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, and Mike.
Hi, my wife and I would like to be in strip trivia tomorrow.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go. And what's your name, my friend?
My name is Neil.
My name is Neil.
And Maria is sitting right here.
And what is your wife's name?
Maria.
Maria.
And who is the celebrity that Maria most resembles?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble? I'd say the girl in Little Darlings, Tatum O'Neill, when she was about 18 or 19.
Really?
I don't know. That's about as close as I could get.
That's obscure, man.
Interesting.
All right, hold on a second. We'll take you.
Hold on a second.
Wanted to ask old Neil if she was delivered FedEx.
Hello. Todd and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. You guys are killing me. Hey, when I originally called, I was going to tell you that I wanted the putzes to stop calling, but please make them keep coming. It is killing me.
Right.
And, Mike, it was good to hear you let it out.
Well, you know, it's just three in a row. It got to me a little bit, but now I'm just laughing.
Hello,
now
Don
it's
Mike.
Going into goofy land.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. It's more fun being on the phone listening to the show, believe me.
Oh, well, that's because you hear pre-delay, right?
Yeah, I hear all the bad words.
Right.
I had a question about strip trivia.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it going to be like, are the questions going to be like Trivial Pursuit?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, Trivial Pursuit. That's exactly
Uh-oh.
It.
Then all my clothes will come off, so I better not play.
Oh, now that's a tease. You're teasing us.
I was just wondering if it was Trivial Pursuit. Cause
no,
really
actually,
good at...
no, they're not Trivial Pursuit questions. They're actually questions from Candyland.
They're the easy ones.
Candyland.
Play.
Candyland doesn't even have questions.
I knew, you know, I knew you'd know that.
It's just like
I just
colors
was making up a simple
and...
game.
Okay,
it's just like playing Go Fish.
Hello, Mike. That's not questions either.
Crazy Ace.
It's like, do you have any sixes? Go Fish.
There would be. What would be a simple game question?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, it's came to two on the West Coast. You think you guys can hurry up this ridiculous show? I'm waiting for Tom Likas to come on.
There's another guy.
Here we go.
Another copycat.
Whatever. Here we go.
Another pilot.
The first time I got through, you know, it's just, you know, hurry up, do all your bits, get it all done, do your news, blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting for Likas. Yeah?
You just gave out the last two digits of your phone number.
Hey, Rob, you got to do your shit out here. Let's go. We got a lot of faggots out here for you, baby.
What was that?
Dropped the S-bomb.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
I didn't do an S-bomb.
I believe you did.
I didn't do an S-bomb. Oh, Rob, he needs to do a show out here in San Francisco. We got a lot of faggots out here for him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I love gay people.
I'm out. I'm out of gas.
See you later, bro.
I'm out of gas. I'm completely out of gas with idiots today.
What was that, dummy?
Hey, you're the dummy, man.
Well, why do you listen, sir?
I just did some channel surfing.
No, you didn't.
Really?
No, you've been on the station before. You're mentioning another show on the station. So you've
for
been
a long time. So why have you continued to listen and then call?
You mentioned that we do news, and we do news at the end of the show. How do you? How would you know that if you were just channel surfing today?
Got me. I listen to you all the time.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
Every day.
All right. And then you like to hate us, right?
Oh, I live for it, bro.
Okay, well, that's understandable. You're being honest.
Or do you really like us and you're just trying to be funny?
Hey, I'm not funny. You're the guys that are funny.
All right, now, so we're just trying to get inside your head and figure out what you're all about.
A lot of room in there.
So confused.
Oh, the nervous laugh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
Yeah. Hi, Joey.
People are they're just angry. They're done with winter.
Yeah.
But I've got news for all the callers. Tomorrow we're playing strip trivia,
mm-hmm.
and we're not taking one of your calls.
So you
better start being nice.
It might take some, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, and Mike. I'm sorry. Say, listen, I just want to thank you. You guys made me laugh so hard, I spilled a goddamn gallon of paint down in the basement. I'm doing the...
Sorry.
Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You guys rule.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
It's nice to get the love with the hate. It's a nice mixture.
Yeah. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great.
Awesome. Hey, I was just getting information from Lisa. I want to come play that strip trivia marriage thing tomorrow.
With your wife?
Yeah.
And you're married?
No, I am married.
That's what I was asking. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What is your wife's name?
Courtney.
Is she Kim?
What?
Rob.
You're not...
She's 12.
She's 12.
She's 12. All right. Are you serious? Are you...
No, she's 21.
She's 21. And the celebrity you think she most resembles?
Christina Ricci.
Oh, very nice.
All right.
We'll look forward to seeing her.
Right. And I look like Carrot Top, if that means anything.
You look like who?
Carrot Top.
All right. All right. We'll look for the NASCAR redhead.
Beautiful right, kids. Thank you. Hold on. Oh, I got to tell you the funniest thing. When I was watching NASCAR this weekend, the AT&T car has Carrot Top on the roof.
The whole, on the hood, right?
Yeah, on the hood. His big head. Yeah. And it slammed into the wall, man. Mean slam into the wall. All right. Clear out the lines right now. I mentioned Joe. I do want to get to the Satan stuff today, so we're going to do a quick break with Joe. And then we'll have Satan here to dial for whores and take your calls.
Good day for him.
But first, it's time for Joe Makes the Call for You.
All right.
And this is where we get our own lovable Joe Ardinger.
Joe.
Very hard to dislike Joe.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
World's oldest phone screener.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Kind of a lack of ambition.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
But we dig Joe, because, you know, he's like the lowest rung on the Donna Mike Show ladder, and he's happy down there.
He's very happy.
And Joe brings a unique realness to this program.
Right.
And here's the deal. We're looking for situations, the most awkward situation, the most awkward phone call situation that needs Joe's simple touch and finesse.
Very good.
If there's a situation, a call that you'd like to make, and I'll offer myself as an example, yesterday, the whole thing with the gas station.
Right.
You know, if you're in a situation where there's a call that you'd like to make, but for whatever reason you don't have the time or the balls or whatever.
Yeah, somebody that you've got an issue with, something you want cleared up.
You don't
want
to deal with.
Something that's awkward for you. Well, nothing's awkward for Joe.
Call us right now, and we'll pick the most awkward call, and Joe will make the call. And if the call's a success, we'll give you $100 and tickets to the Summer Sanitarium Tour.
Very good.
Phone number 877-365-3636. It's our own sweet, doughy-headed Joe, as we play Joe Makes the Call for You.
And thank you for listening.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
And as we go to break, let me just say, up and down, twiddle with my D, on my D, on my D. Twiddle with my D, up and down, twiddle with my D.
Hope somebody's not just getting into their car right now.
On my D. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, take that out! It smells like shit.
Has this ever happened to you?
You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bags. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Say, baby, hey. Girl, say.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. There's my ass play.
bands out there, but when you see a band live on Letterman, and they're
providers,
rarely is a band. I mean, do just a great job of sounding good on a TV show, and they were just awesome last night.
As Letterman says, always fighting food.
Fighting food. I love it. And I'm embarrassed that he loves them so much, too, but I think they're one of his favorite bands, too, right?
I think they are his absolute favorite band.
He's got good taste.
Next to, who's the dead guy?
Warren Zevon.
Nearly dead Warren Zevon. Yeah.
Seems to like Beck, too.
Beck, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Beck.
That's where we part company.
I like this band, too.
Here he is, everybody. The world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger. Joey?
Joe.
Yeah. Looking for strip trivia, husband and wife edition tomorrow.
Looking strong. I just took a call from a woman who's 7 months pregnant.
Bonus.
I was like, hey, come on. You changed your thing?
I bet she doesn't show.
Yeah, 7 months shows.
No, I mean, I bet she doesn't show up.
Yeah.
What I said.
That is.
Well, she's more than welcome to.
Why? You dig that?
Hey, she's going to have bigger boobs.
Tomorrow when we play the husband and wife shrimp trivia game, we'll be giving away $1,000 and a trip for two to the Caribbean.
What do I care? She's not my wife.
Including round trip there, 3 nights, 4 days hotel. Celebrities can be for food, water, and clothes. You decide who wins and why's dumbest. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC. Joining us now is Joe Hartinger.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
The wisdom that is the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
You know, he makes statements that I don't necessarily agree with, but I certainly can't find fault with the lad.
Joe.
We're quite fond of him. Welcome to Joe Makes the Call for You. We're looking for awkward situations. Joe?
He's a walking awkward situation.
He's the CEO I like.
Yes.
The Tower of Intellect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Ardinger.
Not to mention the VI.
Joe. Legitia. Joe, I got to tell you, Joe runs the 2 to 3 hour here on WJFK where they run Dust Dove every day. And, that reminds me. We really have to do something at this radio station, WJFK, about. I'm all for them running the show.
Let's burn it down.
But we are so overexposed on this station.
Yeah, and that's not good. I mean, that really, it's getting to be a little out of hand.
Do you realize they run a tape of a best of from 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. Then we do the regular show from 3 to 7.
Right.
Then they rerun that show Monday through Friday from 11 at night till 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, they run 9 hours in a row of best of. And on Sunday, they run 10 hours in a row of best of.
You know, we really have a wonderful track record on this show of keeping our material and having it available for best of. But this is a little silly, don't you think?
There are 48 hours every weekend, and we've been assured that at least 15 of them, maybe even 16 sometimes, are not best of Don and Mike.
That's a little silly.
I had Roy Hill do, one of his computer things, and he said, last week, out of the 7 days, some ungodly number, like 43% of everything that aired on this radio station was either a current show or an old show of ours.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's saturation. I mean,
and it violates the rule of show business, too.
I mean, listen, nobody loves me more than me. But even I'm sick of me when I get on, on the weekend, and you turn it on.
I don't listen to me on the weekend. And
here we are.
And I really like occasionally tuning into the various car dealers and automotive programs. You're welcome, Rob. But when I hear us, I don't, I just think it's a little overkill.
By my math, there are 168 hours in a week. And what you just said was 74 of them were the Don and Mike show.
Wow.
That's too much.
Don't forget what Letterman says.
What?
CBS, we're not even trying. My personal one is Infinity Management. I'm out of ideas. How about you? I'm out of ideas, too. Great idea.
Hey, Joe's wound up today, isn't he?
Hey, well, he's getting off on a rant there. But really, you got to cut back. You got to stop running the show so goddamn much. Just let us do the 4 hours here.
Right.
And you can have 2 to 3 o'clock to help the midday ratings. But then beyond that, you
give everybody a break.
Stop running it.
There's more best of than there is new, if you do the math.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. And that, well, that's really wrong.
Yeah. And then and no wonder people get mad when we go on vacation.
Yeah.
Because when we go on vacation.
And well, that's why we shouldn't have that on the weekend.
Agreed.
Aren't there other people that would like to sell things? There's always the Joe Show.
Have the Joe Show on the way.
There you go.
Joe, are you ready to make some calls?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's see. This one looks promising. This comes from Sacramento KHTK. Jim.
Yes.
Jim, you want
a mic?
Hi, howdy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You'd like Joe to make a call to a guy named Greg?
Yeah, Greg's a buddy of mine. Known him for a couple of years, and about a year and a half ago, he, you know, things happen sometimes, and he needed to come live with me, and it was supposed to be, you know, hey, just a couple of months, and I'll get back on my feet. And like I said, that was like a year and a half ago, so.
So he's lived with you? He's lived with
you? Yeah, he's living with me, and he's my buddy, and I like him and everything, but, you know, year and a half, it's time to get on his own 2 feet again.
So you want him to move out?
Yeah.
And that'd be a pretty awkward situation for you to call him and tell him that?
Yeah, you know, we're friends, and, you know, it's kind of a tough thing how you tell your friend.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine probably there are very few more awkward situations. Not exactly, you know, unusual, but very difficult to address.
Hold on, hello, Don and Mike Show, Walt, Philadelphia, WYSP, Walt, hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
Walt, we're doing great. Who would you like Joe to call for you?
Yeah, I'd like him to call my cousin Tommy.
Why is that?
Well, you know, for the past few months, I've been kind of doing his duties. Chauffeuring his girlfriend around, taking her here, taking her there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a workaholic. I just want to tell him, I banged your girl.
This is your cousin?
Yeah.
So you've had sex with your cousin's girlfriend?
Yeah, I have. I'm having.
You what?
I'm having sex.
Huh. You're having sex with your cousin?
Right now? I have a question.
Oh, not right
How
now.
How are you holding the phone?
Not that my crap detector is going off, but it's going off. If you are currently in a relationship, why would you possibly want to expose that?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Exactly.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No. No. I'm just banging his girlfriend.
Why aren't you answering my question?
I didn't hear your question.
You know, I asked you. I said, if you're currently in a relationship with this woman, you're having sex with her.
Hold on. Let me move on. I think we got the best one right here on line six. This could be great for Joe. This is why we invented Joe Makes the Call for You. Christina?
Yes. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Your mom doesn't know this news?
No, she doesn't.
Now, is it happy?
Oh, yes, it's very happy, but she thinks I got my tubes tied after my last child.
Ah.
And?
I'm 5 months pregnant again.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And she thought you were, has she been kind of a proponent for that's enough of the children?
Yes, because this is my fifth.
Oh, there you go. That kicks it over the top.
This is why we invented Joe Makes the Call for You.
And what better, you know, on any level to announce a pregnancy? Who better than Joe Artinger?
So, Lisa, I need the information, please, on line six. The girl's name is Christina. What's your mom's name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, so you're going to call Jennifer, and Joe will be speaking on your behalf to tell your mom that you're pregnant again.
Okay,
hold on a second.
And, you know, just a few months down the road, another grandchild.
Wow. Hold on. Here we go. All right.
And Joe, of course, will share this news in his wonderfully sensitive way.
Let's see, Rob. You need to get the, pick up the handset here, please. And tell the mom that we have a message.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Rob.
Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Joe?
All right, Rob. Rob, there you go. Now, it's ringing.
Hi, Bud.
Hi, Rob.
The phone's ringing. Rob's now going to get the mom on the phone.
Jennifer.
And then get ready for Joe Makes the Call.
Is Christina there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's Joe's. Don't worry about that, Christina. That would be Joe's short-term memory loss.
Okay.
Here, you'll be on the radio. All right, now hold on. Christina, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Hold on, please. And Rob, you got her on line five?
Now, Don, the way this works best, isn't it Joe takes the whole thing from start to finish?
Well, and actually, Buzz gives him the lead in once I press the button down, and that's it.
Very good.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Buzz, and here's the lady.
It's time for Joe Makes the Call. From the Westwood One Radio Network, it's your host, Dr. Joe Artinger.
Hello, everybody. Today we're going to make the call to a woman named Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Jennifer. My name's Joe Ardinger, and I'm making a call for you today.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Oh, by the way, where are you located?
Centerville.
How's the weather in Centerville?
It looks pretty good.
Is it? Is it warm out there today?
No, it's cold.
It's warm in Burke.
Joe.
Anyway, today I received a request from, I believe it's your daughter, Christina?
Yes.
And she wanted me to make a call for you, Jennifer, regarding a touchy situation, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Now, as I've been led to believe, Christina is not going to have any more children at your request?
Not at my request.
Oh, not at your request.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have gotten something wrong. Silly me.
No, she's had her tubes tied.
And you're making the call. That's right. Christina has had her tubes tied.
And you're making the call for Christina.
Well, I'm making the call for Christina today because she didn't actually have her tubes tied.
Well, no, we don't know that.
She didn't.
Well, we can assume that she didn't.
And that's why.
Because Christina is pregnant again.
5 months.
5 months pregnant.
Are you serious?
And the father is Mike Tyson. No, I'm just kidding. No, she is pregnant again, 5 months.
Yeah. She is?
Yes. How do you feel about that? You're going to be a grandmother again.
That's number five.
What do you say I come over there? We'll celebrate tonight, huh? Huh?
That's number five.
Number five.
Yes.
Does Christina work?
No, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, she's a stay-at-home mom. Great.
Yes.
Does she? Do you ever babysit for her?
Yes, when they need me.
Well, that's another bundle of love for you.
Yes, it is.
And another full diaper.
Yeah.
So tell me, how are you feeling about this great news?
How am I feeling about it?
Yes. How are you, Jennifer, feeling about it?
How am I feeling about it?
Is this mic working?
It's a shock.
It's a shock.
Joe,
yes.
Tell her.
Very much so.
Tell her you put her on hold and you'll see if Christina has a message for her.
Very good. Now that you've broken the news, now we can maybe bring Christina into the equation.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold and I'm going to get a message from Christina and deliver it to you.
Okay.
Possibly save this.
Hold on, Jennifer.
Hold on, please. Let me see. Christina.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
How do you think Joe did, Christina?
He did good. I can tell my mom's a little pissed off.
Is she really?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there anything else you would like Joe to pass along
before we put you on with your mother?
No. I don't really have anything else to say.
Christina, did you have your tubes untied?
No, they were never tied.
They were never tied.
When I went and had my last child, I was seriously considering it, and the doctor convinced me not to because I'm only 25.
Oh, did you? My God, hold on.
Wow.
Hey now. Five kids and you're 25?
Yeah, and I've been on your show once before.
My God, how old were you when you had the first puppy?
I was 20.
20? Well, all right.
God damn, you're like the Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Maybe a year.
Cranking them out.
Jesus. Okay, so had you lied to your mom and told your mom you had your tubes tied?
Yes.
Do you want Joe to tell her you'd never had your tubes tied?
No, I'll break that news to her.
No, I think that's a good one for Joe.
Yeah, let Joe do that, and then we'll bring you into the equation.
Hold on, please. Hold on, please.
One last thing for her.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
It's Joe. Joe Ardinger again with you.
Yes, hi.
You know, we were just talking to Christina.
Uh-huh.
And we asked her if she had anything else to say to you, and she said no, but she thought you sounded pretty pissed.
Well, actually, I could hear her. I'm just very shocked.
Oh, you could hear that on hold.
Oh, you heard the whole thing.
I sure did.
Well, then we're much like Joe Ardinger in that respect, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we are.
So you heard the whole thing about the tubes.
Yes, I did.
So you know that your daughter never really had her tubes tied.
I do now.
Would you like to speak to your daughter, Jennifer?
Sure.
All right, let's conference these lines together now. And here they are, mother and daughter, Christina.
Hi.
Hi.
There's your mom. Say hi to your mom, Christina. Go ahead. You might want to speak to her now.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, Christina, as an observed third party, can I ask you, don't you ever just do it for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Apparently. Your hubby not real good at the old birth control thing?
Well, both of us aren't.
Both of you aren't.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing quite like that union, huh?
Right.
Have you tried the pill or rubbers or...
Evidently not.
I've never been on the pill, but we use condoms, but they get old after a while.
Well, you're not supposed to use the same one twice.
No, I didn't mean like that.
You're supposed to throw them away, honey.
Man, they would get old. They'd get gamey.
You beat me to it on that.
It's been a great edition of Joe Makes the Call.
Bravo,
you.
Joe.
Yeah, let
thank
me
you. Good job.
Wow, this is something else.
Yeah, I can tell you're excited.
Christina, for you, we have dinner for two at Hooters. And
cool.
tickets to the Summer Sanitarium Tour, FedEx Field on July 18th. Say that's right around the time that child number five will be born.
You do a lot, Jennifer. You do a lot of babysitting.
I'd like to do more. But...
Oh, hey, well then there you go. There you go, Christina. That's a great attitude.
You know what, Christina? What the hell? Let's make this dinner for seven.
Amen.
So we'll give you tickets to go see Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, and Mudvayne. You've won them before. You can buy them. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 1. Our tickets courtesy of Hooters.
Oh, great.
So enjoy.
Thank you.
And listen, Grandma, what can we say? But your daughter's done it again.
And, how many?
Well, I love her anyway.
Jennifer, how many kids in the family?
I have three.
You have three? Oh, boy, you're practically infertile.
And we always like getting from Dr. Joe. You know how at the end of Jerry Springer, he always winds it up with Jerry's final thought?
Yeah, final thought from Joe about the whole situation.
Okay.
So now here is Dr. Joe speaking to both Christina and Jennifer. Dr. Joe?
Christina, Jennifer, now I know it looks like you have a burden ahead of you. It's a long road to hoe.
Well, the one good thing is it's not really my road.
That's right. That's right. It's Christina's road.
Yes.
Except for those occasional times when Christina and her husband want to get away for a little while.
Right.
I think you know what I mean.
Right.
But just remember, that little bundle of joy is going to bring a smile to everyone's face.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows? Right. It may be the next president of the United States.
That could be. But yes, he.
And Christina, I have some advice for your husband.
Okay.
Always remember, pull out!
Yeah!
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hold on. Well, that's how we do. Joe makes the call for you. Joey makes the awkward call.
Babies having babies.
Somehow, you know, that was a call that needed the unique finesse and touch that only our own sweet doughy-headed Joe could have brought to the situation.
And there is a sweetness there, and through all that, you know, cotton candy between his ears, there's a certain sweetness that always comes through.
Gotcha. There he is. And, Joe, before you leave,
yes.
We have an ETA. Not that it bothers me in the least, because, you know, I'm all for free speech and free dress, but is there an ETA on your next haircut?
Is it bothering you? Am I scaring you?
You're starting to get that David Cassidy look.
A little too rednecky for you.
Can I weigh in with the longer the better? I think it will fit his personality beautifully.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to get it trimmed eventually, very soon. Because it is getting a little wrangly. I'm starting to look like Nick Lowe every morning.
I myself was thinking perhaps you go for the Greg Allman look.
Yeah, like all the way down. Yeah, I mean, really, like where you put it in, like Willie Nelson pigtails.
You know, it's always a mystery talking to Joe. Oh, and a beard.
I don't grow a very good beard, though. I can't even get a goatee going.
Even better.
All right, Joe. Hey, well, listen, as always, Stump the Joe brought to you by, what is it, Job?
Durex Condoms.
Durex Rollers and Job Condoms.
Very good.
And that's what they call it. Rolling
Job
papers.
Makes papers. Yeah.
Rolling papers, right.
So
Job
I hear.
Papers.
Joe Makes the Call is an uncopyrighted feature.
All right, get out of here.
Thank
Joe.
You.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye. And
now walk your awkward self out of here.
There he goes.
Dr. Joe makes the call.
There he is.
He's something, ain't he?
He's good with the ladies.
No, he's not retarded.
No.
Joe makes the call for you. Well, everybody's waiting. We've talked about it for about a week. We haven't gotten to it.
It's getting hot in here.
Satan's going to dial for the phone whores. But I think if I know Satan, he'll want to come in and just say hi.
Mm-hmm. I understand Satan wanted to talk about the show and actually yesterday's show and just wanted to speak in general about to us for some reason.
And, you know, generally he likes coming in and taking the temperature of the room.
Absolutely.
Before he actually gets to the bits.
And then speaking of advice, I mean, he's somebody that has advice for everybody.
Exactly, yeah. For phone horse. Satan likes to panel. You know, if I can use talk show lingo,
sure.
Lingo, Satan likes the panel before he actually does the bit.
I mean, the photos are a walk in the park for Satan. He likes to get down and get personal.
So when we get back, the Almighty Lucifer, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back.
So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta get an answer. I'm gonna hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
The Don and Mike Show. When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Now, here's the deal. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, or some people say Canada-der.
Canada-der.
800-636-1067.
Are you going to boo Canada every time he gives that phone number out?
No, that's like the Legion Star flag.
And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Tomorrow, for the first time ever, trying to spice up strip trivia, husbands and wives.
Very popular. Lots of husbands and wives and engaged couples have already called in.
Yeah, we got lots of them calling. Always room for more. We're giving away $1,000 and a trip to the Caribbean. And hopefully, if all goes according to schedule, we'll meet the couples.
Yes.
Right up front tomorrow, get to the game, play the game, and have plenty of time left for Buzz's news and comments.
Fantastic.
Now, without further ado, Rob, if you would do what you have to do.
Sure.
Buzz, I'll need an intro again.
Okay.
If you don't mind, because I think the Prince of Darkness is in the house.
Look out, America, from the Westwood One Radio Network. It's Satan dials for phone whores. And now, here's the Prince of Darkness, Beelzebub.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman back to our studio. Hey, there you are.
Oh, yeah.
Lucifer in the house.
How you doing, Michael Barrows?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you back. I understand we've got a very special treat today. In the next break, we're going to be actually having you call the sex lines. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You invented those, didn't you?
It's hot as hell in here. Yeah, phone whores, phone sex. That was my deal. You might remember back the deal of in the days when it was you would call the 966 or 977.
Yeah, you know, you haven't been here in a while. It always kind of makes me chuckle when you come right out of the gate just to hear that lovely sound of your voice, Satan.
Mike, you know you're one of my favorites.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. And you're always such a wonderful interview because you have thoughts on everything in the world because really you're part of the whole equation, aren't you, Satan?
Well, I had a busy, busy, busy weekend. I made that whole Nora Jones thing happen.
Oh, I had no idea. She looks like such a total innocent that I'm amazed. She's in your stable?
Have you heard the record?
Yeah, I have.
Jesus.
I mean, I really...
It sounds like it came on the cow's ass.
But she won 5 Grammys, and that, I guess you had something to do with that.
All of them.
Really?
Please, before Sunday, had anybody really... under the age of 50, heard of Nora Jones?
No, you're absolutely right, Satan. You know, you're pretty tapped into the pulse of music, and I guess some people are paying their dues again. I've been looking at the Academy Award nominees, and got some old favorites that are there. Are they knocking on your door again?
Well, I got the lifelong deal with Jack.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
And with Jack, he really doesn't care if he wins or loses.
Right.
He just likes being nominated.
And he likes going to the party, isn't that right?
He loves going to the party.
Nobody likes the party as much as you, though, Satan. Yeah, there you go.
And this year I'm thinking, Don to Natasha Terry, noted sexpert.
She's one of your favorites, too, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, she's got a rocket body.
You know, you look like maybe you have been partying a little bit. I don't want to offend. It's not my place. But
maybe my tail's drooping a little bit.
Have you gained a little weight, Satan? Have you maybe put on some pounds?
I put on some pounds, but I want to tell you something, Mike.
What's that, Satan?
If you don't mind.
What's that?
Saying this to you.
Yeah, you go right ahead. Please.
You calling me fat. Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Stand up for a second.
All right, I'd be happy to.
Turn around.
Yeah, all right, here
we go. Can I show you the best way I've come up with to lose weight?
Where are you going with this, Satan?
I don't know.
Ow!
Oh, my God.
Jesus!
You get fat ass on fire.
Ow! Give me some water now. Why'd you do that? Why did you do that? You said I take it back.
You look good.
Hey. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, why did you do that? You didn't need to do that.
You pissed me off.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it. You know what? Buzz, sometimes I...
And I like you.
Oh, just,
I like you, Mike.
Sometimes I completely forget who I'm talking to.
Yeah, be careful.
The Prince of Darkness, and sir, you are the Prince of... Yes, sir, I will not... Sorry, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Here I am.
Yep.
In my Sean John clothes.
I'm sorry.
I got my rapper medallions on.
You're wearing your hat backwards. Between your horns.
You dare to ask me if I've got a few pounds?
You know, I've learned my lesson. Please don't get all worked up again. No, I'm fine. I understand. Everything's fine with us. You look great. You look great. You look fantastic. Okay.
Who's your daddy?
You're my daddy. You're my daddy. It's scary to say that, too, because then I feel like I should be in Rosemary's Baby or a movie.
Great comedy.
Yeah, fantastic.
Man, is that a funny movie?
Well, it's on your hit parade. I know you like The Exorcist, The Omen. You love those movies.
They're all good.
And you were the one that actually recommended the Christopher Walken part in what was that fabulous movie about Satan? I forget. The name escapes me, but Christopher Walken, he looks like he could be your son.
He's one of my top guys.
Is he really?
He's one of my top guys.
Right.
Yeah. I got a lot of guys that are really close with him.
Might be Covenant. That might be the movie.
The long-time relationship, you know, with Larry King.
Larry King, who is... did you get him that grape juice commercial?
I sure did.
Yeah.
How else are you going to...
He sucks on that.
He sucks on everything.
Yeah, I know. He signed the... Do you have the most paper on Larry King than anybody else?
I got paper on him that you wouldn't believe.
Right.
All I know is that his semen is still delivering me children.
Yeah, so that's the... See, one of the things, usually it's just the soul that you demand. In Larry's case, the whole reason he had children the second time around in his 60s...
I need sons.
...was to offer up a... firstborn children to you, and actually second and thirdborns.
Chance.
Right.
Chance Zeiger.
Right.
If you ever get the chance, he's got the 666.
Right, yeah.
And the other little bastard,
right.
He's got it too.
Oh, really?
And part of the great deal is that in the middle of the night, if I feel like it,
yeah,
I just get to, like, materialize in the bedroom.
Really?
And I say, hey...
Oh, man, out of flames, huh?
Larry.
Yeah.
He goes running away. I nailed a piece of ass wife, I guess.
Your deal with Larry King is truly, truly amazing. But, well, look at his career. I mean, the man wouldn't have any career at all if he hadn't hooked up with you.
Would you buy grape juice from him? Jesus Christ. The guy's a walking advertisement for cancer.
He is.
He would be selling a product that would make you healthy. I laugh at that.
Man.
Oh, boy. Mike, I got a shout out to a good friend.
Please do say this is your forum.
Who I've just signed a brand new deal with.
Oh, really? This is always exciting news when you tell us who's new to the stable.
The very untalented Bill Maher.
Bill Maher!
I'm glad to say that I just got him a deal for a late night show on HBO.
Oh, fantastic. You know, his career, when he made those stupid comments about the U.S. military, I really thought that was it. So I guess he came into the fold after that.
He's a good guy. He's sold me a soul and the soul of a couple of other people, so I got him on HBO. I got the direct line with HBO. Also, I want to shout out to my man. Let me just say right now, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
F you till you love me, faggot.
And, we all knew that he was going to make the comeback. Satan, you tipped your hand on that one. So we're going to see the big Mike comeback now.
Yeah, you're going to see him take on the British guy.
Lennox Lewis?
He's not in my camp, incidentally.
No, well, he doesn't need to be right now. What's going to be the result of that?
Blimey. I don't want to sign with Satan.
You don't really like those British fighters,
no,
do you?
No, I don't. No.
So, what about war, Satan? You know, nobody likes a good...
I love me a good old-fashioned war. And my man, George W., has signed up.
Right.
We've got a war coming.
No matter what, right?
No matter what.
That's incredible. You like a world war just about as much as anybody.
I keep trying for WW3.
Right.
I keep trying. You know, I tried with Clinton.
Right.
But all he wanted was BJs.
Yeah.
So I had to fix it so that Dum Dum could get the job.
Any timetable on the war, Satan? Could you tell us when it's going to go down?
It's going to happen, I believe, before St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
That's what we're looking at.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that. That's more than I expected.
Well, the deal is this. We've already missed February sweeps.
Right, of course.
We want to time this so we get the best possible ratings for CNN.
You know, speaking of sweeps, can I ask you a question, Satan? I don't want you to get upset with me like you did before, but I wanted to mention this to you. The most popular show on television is Joe Millionaire.
Yes.
What is the deal with the nice girl winning the hand of Evan Marriott? I mean, I thought...
Can I tell you something about her?
Yeah?
She's a dirty little whore.
Really?
Zora.
Oh, yeah, it sounds kind of like a Satan.
Think about it.
What's a...
Zora. You bought it.
Yeah.
Mike, I thought you were smart.
I should have known.
I thought you would have known that I had branded her a long time ago.
You kooky Beelzebub. She was a bad girl. So all that stuff about her helping the elderly?
Man, can I tell you what she does?
What does she do?
She pulls the plug!
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, there you go!
Yeah.
She's in your service!
Yeah,
that's why she won!
Of course.
Oh, I should have known better, Beelzebub.
And please, I told you, call me Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Call me Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse. You don't like Beelzebub?
But Azora's in my camp.
Fantastic.
She's a whore, and I want to tell you something else. She likes it. On the dirt road.
Oh, does she really?
She likes it muddy.
You know, my radio partner, Mr. Don Geronimo, is not a big fan of that, Satan.
Yeah, I know. I'll win him over on that.
I understand.
She only signed a lifetime pact with me. And Jesus Christ, yesterday was my phone ringing yesterday.
Really?
Freedom was calling me.
Oh, was she really?
She was saying, Jesus Christ, take him down. And I said, honey, listen, you signed the deal. Who's driving the Jaguar? I said, you are.
Wow.
So you got to put up with him. He's not the brightest guy in the world.
Not the brightest bulb in the socket.
He's no help around the house.
Right.
But let's face it, he makes a good living.
Yeah.
He comes home. He's loyal to you. He bangs you.
You sound like you're in his corner, Satan.
In Don's corner?
Yeah.
He's the greatest fighter. Next to you.
Thank you.
He's my favorite.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's one man on this show.
I understand.
Who works all of you.
Who would that be, Satan? Hey, Rob, he's looking over you. Come up to the microphone, Rob. Have a word with Satan.
How you doing, Minecraft?
Listen to that.
Hey,
yeah.
Fred, what's up?
Hey.
He's the guy that really follows your teachings.
Yeah.
How are you, friend?
It's all about the soft sell, Mike.
I understand, Rob.
Charming exterior.
Well, go ahead and say hi to your hero.
What's up, Brad?
You're my man, Rob.
You're the man. How can I be the man when you're the man?
Yeah, you're the man, Rob.
I gotta thank this guy. You know what about this guy?
What's that, Rob?
Don't embarrass me, Rob.
He's the one. You know, you think I'm evil, but this guy's soul, blacker than a thousand midnights.
I know that makes you happy, Rob.
It does. He's a good fella.
And I was so happy when Rob had a son.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, this is true.
Because, of course, he's mine.
It's your son.
He's mine.
Well, you know, we've covered Rob. We have to speak about this other gentleman here. What is your take? You know, he's kind of a mystery man of the show. I'm always curious. What do you think about this guy, Buzz Burbank, our stellar newsman over here, Satan?
He's a customer.
Yeah.
But he's a... How do I say this?
Well, you say it any way you can, Satan.
He's a member.
Yeah.
But he has a very exclusive membership.
Really? Kind of on the QT?
On the QT.
Like, do you think we'll ever find out about what the details are, or is that basically between you and Buzz?
I can tell you. Okay. I can write it down for you.
Please write it down. Buzz, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, Buzz, you
really
seem very...
didn't want this to come out.
You seem a little uncomfortable.
Well, of course,
right now.
I'm very uncomfortable with this. It kind of was our little secret until now.
You're right. Mike, that's for you, okay? You got that? Okay.
Now, I won't share.
Immediately. Don't worry, Buzz. The piece of paper is gone to flames immediately.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
But, Mike,
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Can't afford that kind of thing getting out.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well, Satan. I'm doing well. It's nice that you've given a perspective on everybody on the show.
Yeah. Suffice it to say, Buzz is in my stable.
Very good. Well, you know, it's nice.
As you know, unfortunately, he's not able to have children. So he's had to sell out his soul.
Didn't you take that away from him when you punished him at one point?
Way back in Wichita. Yeah. But we don't talk about those times, do we, Buzzy?
We try not to.
Wasn't that back in the day he punished you for just being too darn nice?
Yeah. That's how it started, actually.
Hey, you, Houston.
He didn't like that.
Ow. Hey, I like that.
I kept holding out for
Let
a better
me
deal.
Light that joint for you.
Oh, man. Well, Satan, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I know you've set up these sex lines and you've done this before. Have you ever spoken to the girls, though?
No, this is going to be a great treat for me.
Now, what would you say to the people who say, hey, Satan, he'll scare the girls? I mean, are you capable of sweet-talking them?
Am I capable of sweet-talking them? Listen to me.
I know you had that relationship with that sex therapist.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you the latest one, I guess. You know the CU in Toledo? Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
She's got about as much talent as I've got in the end of my ponytail. Okay?
I didn't know you felt that way.
This bitch wouldn't know music if it came up and slapped her between the legs.
Wow.
So, yeah. One night I see her and I say, well, you know, the company, the country, we're growing tired of Britney and the boy band.
Yeah.
I need a grungy girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked her up one night in the bar.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You made her over?
Yeah, I did the whole thing where I got the goofy, like, haircut, like, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, you know, once you've had a Satan makeover, I mean, it takes. I mean, anybody to, you know, ask Rod Stewart about that.
And I get in there, oh, he's a customer.
Well, we know that. Yeah. I mean, who do you think invented the rooster cut? It was you.
Lifetime Achievement Award, how do you like that?
Fantastic.
Oh, and incidentally, Bee Gees, I got news for you. Don't F with me, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Don't F with me.
Yeah, well, they tried to get a little happy on him.
You signed a deal with me, man.
Right.
Saturday Night Fever, that was my show. Come back my ass. And then they say, oh, but we thought the deal expired. We thought the deal expired.
That was
you kind of showed them.
Yeah, the deal expired, all right.
Once you sign with Satan, everybody should know this, that deal is for life.
You bet. Or, in the case of Morris Gibb,
yeah.
Until death.
I understand that, boy.
Until death to us part.
I hate it when you get angry like this. Your tail sticks straight up in the air and you get frightening, Satan. Yeah, I really do.
Sometimes when the tail's up in the air, I'm aroused, Mike.
Hey, can I tell you something?
I wait till my number three comes out.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
dear. No, Satan, you've
it's
lost.
A shower.
You've lost weight, Satan.
Shower of love. Mike!
Ow! Ow! Why'd you do that?
Patronize me!
Ow! Make it stop!
Drop and roll, Mike.
Make it stop!
Drop and roll, Mike. Drop and roll.
See what you made me do.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
See what you made me do, Mike.
Oh, my. I think, Buzz, I think that's third degree.
I'm
going to call the phone boys after the break.
All right, I got to go, down to the men's room and splash some cold water on my body.
Hey, listen, understand we got the arbitrum today.
Yeah, we had another great one, and we have to thank you for that.
Congratulations, God knows. People won't listen to this piece of crap radio show.
Not without your help.
Jesus Christ, where are you getting the retards to call this show?
We're having one of those days, but Satan, you the Prince of Darkness.
Mike.
Yeah.
You're the man.
And I say that with second-degree burns over 80% of my body.
Yes.
Burn, baby, burn.
I hear you.
Hey, I guess, Buzz, we need you to take us to break here.
All right, then.
You're listening to Satan Dials for Phone Whores. Up next, the big calls from the Prince of Darkness.
It's like burning hair in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ow! What did I do? What did I say? What did I do? Ow. 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 Hi, Satan.
Oh, man.
I love that retarded guy.
Satan loves Charlie.
Do some more Charlie.
Hey, Satan, how are you? He loves it.
Me love Charlie.
That's good, Satan.
Me love Charlie.
Oh, man.
All right, everybody. Listen, some of my good friends coming up. I noticed Fox Television buying commercials here.
He likes to look at the commercials.
Mitsubishi.
Very exciting.
Subway.
Yes.
Like anybody believes that Jarrett crap. Verizon and Westwood. So Westwood One? Westwood One, my network? Has bought commercials here?
It's your network, Satan.
Michelob Beer?
Hey, I know you like that. You like the whole Anheuser-Busch family, don't you?
Michelob Beer. Please, you know how you get that?
It's dorky urine.
Oh, stop it. Satan, you can't attack our sponsor. You can't attack our sponsor.
You're not attacking the sponsor.
Yes, you are. You are attacking our sponsors.
Drop and roll.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mother, may I?
I love you, Mike.
Thank you, Satan.
Love you, Buzz.
Jesus Christ. No.
Love you, Robbie.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Time might come.
I'm bald. My hair.
Get the phone horse on.
My hair burned off.
I'll be right back.
Marshmallow.
Oh, I got to talk to you. Where's that whore Lisa Herndon? I got to talk to her during the break.
Oh, really? Well, you know, the last time you did that, my God, you ravished her.
I got news for her.
Yeah?
She's carrying something.
Oh, really? No. Well, we'll have to talk to her.
She's carrying something.
Fascinating.
Right now.
Really?
I'll leave you with that at the break.
Okay.
What is she carrying?
What's she carrying, Satan?
Could it be a baby?
It could be.
Or could it be a disease?
Oh, stop it.
You know her boyfriend.
Yeah, well, you know him, too. He's in your
family. For disease. We'll be right back. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hey, turn that off, man.
The Howard Stern Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
The Don and Mike Show.
Our foul death series come.
Ow!
And remember, Ernest Angley didn't do it. Amen.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're back with Satan. There you are, Satan.
Hi, Mike.
Satan, you going to dial for phone whores?
Yeah, Rob's dialing it up right now.
Very good.
You doing it, Robbie? Do it fast.
Rob.
God damn it, Rob.
Rob sounds like his voice gets lower when he talks to you.
Mike?
Yes. No. 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 Ow. 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 Ow.
Let me know when you get the horse on the line, Rob. Hello, this is Satan. How may I serve you?
Yeah, this is, it's Jesus. I'm calling to find out why you keep on using my name so often.
Oh, come on. Your name is Larry. You're from Philadelphia. Who do you think you're effing with?
No, it's
this
Jesus.
This is the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
I'm Booyah Base. Goosebag.
It's your son. It's your son, and you keep on...
Your name is Larry. You're from Philadelphia. You're not Jesus.
No, I just said that because they wouldn't let Jesus...
I'm afraid no good can come of that.
Jesus comes out of my stool.
How are we doing, Rob? All right, Rob seems to say we've got the...
Have you been bad? Do you need a little...
Yeah.
All right, make sure you tell them they're on the air, Satan.
You can call her at any time.
FCC rules.
Very good.
Ex-toe-sucking, uncensored.
Hey, you got the toe-sucking line, Satan.
How you doing, boys?
Friends, for just $3.50 per minute.
Hi, everybody. This is Lucifer.
Enjoy the 24-hour OMG party line. Please, press 2.
Yeah.
$3.25 per minute.
I think you can press 1.
Listen to private...
There you go.
Remember to get back to the...
All right, shut up.
Press star.
Bitch.
Anytime.
I'll do the talking here. You do the sucking. Come on, whore.
Hello?
Yeah. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey?
What, you got a problem? Hello?
What?
Hi. How you doing? Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I'm speaking to you. What's your name?
My name is Donna. What's your name?
My name is Lucifer. I want you to suck my tail.
Yeah?
Suck it.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
He's not really polite to
me. No, you're not.
Well,
I know you're a fat pig.
I can understand you, okay?
What do you mean you can't understand me?
I can understand you. I can't understand what you're saying.
What can't you understand, whore?
Your words.
I invented the medium.
Your what?
I invented the medium. I invented prostitution. Hello?
You invented prostitution?
Yes, then I invented...
You're selling your ass.
Then I invented out-call escort service. Then I invented the 976 numbers.
You did it all.
You must be a very wealthy man, then, wouldn't you be?
I'm the wealthiest, baby.
Oh, but you're calling me. Don't you have a bunch of women around? If you're so wealthy, you think women would be flooding over you.
Satan, I don't think she's treating you with the right amount of respect.
Hey, whore. You don't understand who you're dealing with.
Excuse me?
I said whore. You do not know who you're dealing with.
How far did we go in grade school before we got thrown out or quit?
Listen, bitch. You feel a burning between your legs?
I do.
Yeah, that's right.
That must be you, huh?
Hey, baby, let me level with you.
She's pretty tough. You got
what
a good match.
What are you talking through?
Let me level with you. This is Satan.
Why don't you do that for me?
This is Satan.
I can't understand even what
I'm
saying.
I'm the devil, you stupid bitch.
You're the devil.
Yes.
No, I'm speaking straight to hell.
Ugh, I gotta get rid of the whore.
That's your bill, not mine.
Come on. What do I gotta do to get rid of you? Is it
Star.
X?
Star.
Star. That was the worst phone call ever.
Press 1 for a
right.
All right, we'll get you another one, Satan.
To get back to the main menu,
seem to have
you
trouble
can
with
press
her.
Star.
No, try to be nicer to the next one.
Yeah, you try to do your sweet talk. I told you,
all right,
they'll be intimidated by you, Satan.
That's right.
Come on, use your head.
Right. What? Ow! 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 Come on! Come on! God!
Hello?
Damn it!
Well, Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
Me. Yeah, what's happening? Hot stuff.
Huh?
What's happening, hot stuff? Tell me something.
What?
You ever seen The Exorcist?
No.
The movie?
Many times.
Yeah. Does it turn you on?
Does it turn me on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Satan's on this baby here.
You like the pea soup scene, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You like the Friday the 13th movies?
Oh, yeah.
You like Freddy Krueger? Do you?
Satan, you better get her name.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name, baby?
April.
Hi, April.
Hi.
I'm hot as July.
You're as hot as July.
You can call me Larry.
Larry is his code word.
What's going on?
Pardon me, baby?
What's going on, baby?
What's going on, me? I'm the trouble of the world. Right here, I'm rubbing my crystal ball.